I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Phones turned off and put away. Honestly, people, my heavens. Thank you. Now, today's session will feature a very special guest. He comes to us all the way from St. Louis, Missouri. His name is Prince E. Some of you young people might already be familiar with him. Mr. E will be attempting a feat that has never yet been accomplished in the history of hip-hop. A lyrical look into the 3-pound organ between the ears and behind the eyes. The human brain. Now, without further ado, it is truly an honor to have him with us today. Please, give Mr. E a warm welcome.
It's a puzzle so subtle, I'ma take it apart. Hemispherically divested of its extraneous parts. See, encompassed inside of that cranial vault is the brain, the mainframe. And its expansion was due to the advancement of language and art. But before that, it was used to outsmart predators. Physically weak, yo, we had to be exceptional. We had to adapt, we had to make developments. Living on Mother Nature's doorstep in Africa, them savannas was absolutely enormous. The carnivore threat had a stress to them neurons, started to fire like a Corvette. And nature selected, and we evolved a more sophisticated cerebral cortex. This is the part for deep thought and consciousness. Them tiny little hominids finally got cognitive. We started living in groups, developing tools, cooperating and distributing food. It may not seem like much, but for our species, the way of life changed and our image improved. The occipital screw, the parietals and the temporal too. The frontal lobe damn near went through the roof. If you don't know what these are, let me explain them to you. Let me explain. This is the brain.
There's more. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yo.
Now see, the parietal lobe is the spatial awareness center. It prevents you from bumping into things, maintaining the body's position, assessing the distance from objects, along with keeping a composite of your self-image. Now the occipital region is limited to vision, perception like a projector for a motion picture. It's simple. After you see an image, its characteristics are transmitted to this area for recognition. Now the temporal is something different, complex and extensive on both sides like peripherals, derived from its Latin name Lobus Tempus or Lobus Temporalis, meaning pod in the temple of the head, which makes perfect sense, cause this is the area you access when you're remembering the prayer. Yeah, your memory and the auditory senses. Language comprehension's also found in this dimension. Now the frontal lobe runs the show, comparatively the largest the frame, and no other part of the brain is coming close. The most evolved of all the faculties, its main objective is to act as chief executive of the factory, responsible for creative thinking, strategy, decision making, motor functions and personality. The Da Vinci in the cranial cavity, but it's the connections of the lobe as a whole that truly make the masterpiece. With this device, there's nothing too challenging, cause if it can be conceived, then it can be done. Look at our keystones. We went from primitive acting all the way to splitting the atom, the sequence in the genome, from harnessing fire by Homo erectus to the limitless energy systems of Nikola Tesla, to the Sumerians creating the wheel, the German inventor called Benz making the first true automobile. All that we need is the chance and the tools, and we can do anything that we set our minds to. It was flight, the one thing they said man couldn't do. To the Wright brothers came with the plans they drew. Of course, leave it up to man to go further and greater. Only 30 years later, we had a man on the moon. Examine the examples of proof of man's intelligence, the advancements made in medicine.
done extended many lives, cause human beings were only supposed to live to age 55, naturally, but now we go past that. See, limitations have always been something that we laughed at, but don't brag, cause there's trouble next door, and our species has always held that double-edged sword. The more time that passed, we struggle to find our path, and every good accomplishment has a counterpart twice as bad. We lose touch living life so fast, and exhibit behavior that can be defined as a psychopath. As we advance, we lose the basics. We still divide people into races, and don't realize superiority by pigmentation is nothing more than a figment of all our imaginations. Look at the science of eugenics, one of the worst crimes to be committed. Systematically sterilizing people for half a century, throwing them in the ghettos and calling that survival of the fittest. How smart is the man that's blinded by conviction? We don't understand certain laws are intrinsic. Rationalize genocide away and defend it, and naturalize the objectification of women and their subservient position. See, the brain is a prison, home to many maldispositions, from imperialism, colonialism, exploitation, McDonaldization, and hedonism. Pedophilia, greed, the need to pillage and coerce by religion to keep people submissive. The way we live is parasitic and intrusive, environmentally abusive, to the point that the only thing we really produce is pollution. It's been happening for so long, we don't see a solution. But there is one. If we act quickly, we don't have to be trapped by our past history. We can change it, rearrange it, cause the brain is endowed with a funny thing called plasticity, which means the brain is plastic, and we can mold it and shape it in whichever way that we imagine. We could build a utopian palace, or it could be the reason our entire species collapses. Look, it's up to us what our future holds. We gotta stop abusing our homes. Let's stop overruling that golden rule for the rule of gold. Let's take our minds out of cruise control, man. Let's stop snoozing. Let's stop feuding. See that we are brothers, and let's make truces. See, it was written in our blueprint. You can't spell evolve without love, so stop being foolish. Let's take a lesson from our children and see the beauty that every human being is imbued with. And maybe one day in our future, we can replace the violence with violins and music. It's not too late, let's do this. Let's develop our minds. Let's not lose them, the brain.
You're a rapper. That was amazing. Guys, wow. Give it up, guys, for Mr. E. Huzzah. Huzzah for him. Thank you for coming in today. That was... What a...
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
I want to go. Yo, Greenberg. Yo, I feel that baseline, cat. Yo, yo, Greenberg. Yo, I feel that baseline, cat. Yo, yo, Greenberg. Yo, I feel that baseline, cat. 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 Yo, Greenberg. Yo, I feel that baseline, cat. Yo.
That's some like Stanley Kubrick. Stanley Kubrick.
The track bouncy. Nobody get more rowdy than Suffolk County. Peace to Crackhead Crowley, Honky Thomas, Pat McLachlan, the whole crew. Cat Marotta, what you gonna do? We roll through. Fuck that. Big Earth, the midget face, drop them. Bring them to the poor death house. Stay on top of them. Nobody move this. I don't give a fuck. We untouched. Strictly lust for papers and live life to bust nuts when God kill us. Let's be realistic. We probably gonna be punished. We fucking bitches by the hundreds. Why me? Wanna fight me? Try me. Why these people don't know me? Don't like me? Society, they wanna see me dead, I stick out. You see me in the public, I probably pull my dick out. Smack the fuck out of women, see me knock your bitch out. Do some tough guy, who the fuck wanna die? Clash of the Titans, broken bottles, bar fighting. Wanna battle, I'm a freestyle, you can start writing. I can do that, tip the bouncers. Make sure we get our cats in the club, just in case the action. Everybody want it, try to take my title. Let's see, left your chest, messy, test me. Stanley Kubrick, don't stress me. R.A. the Rugged Man, remember the name, Rugged Man.
Ride with us.
Rugged through the pitch, Peter.
Ride with us.
Suffolk County, Long Island.
Ride with us.
Dead broke black people.
Ride with us.
Dead broke white people.
Ride with us.
Old man Smooth the Hustler.
Ride with us.
Rest in peace, Jason Edmonds.
Ride with us.
Gordon Heights, Ghostland.
Ride with us.
Ayo, the R Tudor, A Tudor. Rugged, 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 rugged. Now think about this, who diss us? Suffolk County cops frisk us. Their handcuffs never fit us. Our wrists turn purple, that's why we act vicious. Plus if we die tomorrow, won't nobody miss us. Get half a page in the source maybe. If that is the whole town of people acting shady. Where I live at, we spit lyrically releasing. You don't stop, ain't nobody ceasing. Till your heartbeat stop beating, bring it. You know where to find me, acting like you looking for me. You saw me, you walk right by me. A true test, the rugged man, the true S. The most violent in the U.S. We see you stressed, now take it easy. Fat man greasy, sloppy. Peace to Gaddafi, I'ma do this. They tried to stop me, way back in 9-4. You look into my future, I'ma probably die poor. We tried to be the lowest, low life losers. We flip your car over like Long Island steroid abusers. When they boy raging, white boy Canaan. Let me do some explaining, misbehaving. Rugged man, hairy, fat, slob, unshaven. The Ten Commandments we constantly disobey.
Ride with us.
Dirty crusty asses.
Ride with us.
The whole infamous mob.
Ride with us.
My main man Akinelli.
Ride with us.
The whole white trash nation.
Ride with us.
All the Stony Brook kids.
Ride with us.
All the poor Jeff kids.
Ride with us.
My man Epicucci.
Ride with us.
Capital the crime lord.
Ride with us.
Miguel the cop in the house.
Ride with us.
Showed off Dave Greenberg.
Ride with us.
All the starving artists.
Ride with us.
All the starving artists.
Ride with us.
All the starving artists.
Ride with us.
Rugged, 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 rugged.
You know, baby, I've been thinking about you a lot. You know, I've been doing a lot of private things of my own. Just me in the bathroom by myself. You know, little hands-on experience. You know, just a little thing for myself.
Yo, I'm $6 million, rapping like I'm Steve Austin, made of steel. Diamonds glitter on the Ampex rim. Supercharging my brain cells, glowing extra large in my afro sheen. Skin color should be green. Girls in the backseat with thongs stuck between a boo-boo. I'm rapping through you, on sidelines he's talking to you. My finesse in Batmobiles, cruise with Adam West. Down Bronx streets and project buildings holding flashlights. Daily newsies, pull your maxis out in the movies. Make you think fast, with powder on your diaper ass. Catch you with stomachs out, bumps out, and Jimmy Craigin. You still be begging with that body shape like an egg and rhinoceros front with panties piled in the trunk. Playboy books with blacktail, my boy reading Hustler. I pull up with no bins, just a Plymouth duster. Cruising around town, naked bumping James Brown. Underwear light blue, scratching boards with hands down. You see me coming, passing rappers like I'm Mr. Drummond. On your street, Pete, your color socks smell like feet. Timberland boots, walking Bentleys with my space suits. Astronaut sneakers standing hard by the speakers.
Cool Keith.
We got butlers with maids, condos built in Brazil. Chrysler Godovas, Monte Carlos on the hill.
The raw ingredients with hands-on experience.
With Nissan trucks worth $100,000. We got butlers with maids, condos built in Brazil. Chrysler Godovas, Monte Carlos on the hill.
The raw ingredients with hands-on experience.
With Nissan trucks worth $100,000.
Yo, I bust my own, ready to feel thrust. My dust explodes and loads, feeling like Big Pun. The crush rushing the phone to episodes, atone to sex and videos. Legging at home, the stand for X.
You feeling me yet? No?
Well, then I guess I commence with my five niggas rubbing, resorting to self-loving, white blood running.
Yo, well, that's some really nasty shit.
Well, I wouldn't want y'all thinking I'm a sadomasochist. I'm past a list of niggas who masturbate. I flash my wrist when there's no brothers to pass the gate. Holding myself down when I'm on the clip. I got gadgets like I'm fucking James Bond and shit. Flipping myself, hitting the spots, keeping it hot. Got the lights off, corns on, ready to rock. Fuck it.
Oh, what?
I'll praise myself, and I haven't went blind. I got days of health, even amazed at the stealth speed. My hand flicks, I represent for chicks and niggas with their hands on their shit.
Ha, you got experience.
We got butlers with maids, condos built in Brazil. Chrysler Godovas, Monte Carlos on the hill.
The raw ingredients with hands-on experience.
With Nissan trucks worth $100,000.
Yo, 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 it's Han Solo one time again. I don't jerk my friends, just for dick again and again. I put a towel up on the floor. For easy post cleanup, get up, close the door. So my roommate won't bust me like my mom did, and my dad did, and my college roommate did. With jerkers in my palm, that's why now I do it dry. So that's a setup, I tilt my head up, put my fingers on my nipple, switch around my pre-cum dribble. Ripping up epidermis cause it's easy to be. Shooting low to go to bed cause it makes me sleepy. Titties on my mind, post ejaculation, anal perspiration, heavy inhalation. I shot over shoulders in Boulder, Colorado. Shoot on walls and taller stalls is my motto. Like that, y'all, y'all, and you don't dare stop, stop. I grab my cock until the cum drops. Mr. Eon, you got hands-on experience.
You know,
grab the mic and get delirious.
Calluses on my hand, both left and right. Vaseline magazine and my lover hand with a tight slip. Put my wood in a vice grip and then Janet Jack me with them fine ass lips. I spew glue in the form of Elmer's glue. Up in my mind of pornography, who's who? Channel 35 receiver, dick reliever. Spanked to the thought of me shaving beavers. I'm Mr. Miyagi, wax on, wax off. I even jerk at dinner on the tablecloth. Paper towel napkins, tissue's not the issue. I know you be fearing this, hands-on experience.
So there you have it, live from the perverted minds of Cool Keith, what?
Right.
Bobito and Mr. Eon.
Uh-huh.
Another case of hands-on experience.
Put your left hand on, pull your left hand off, pull your right hand on, and we jerk it till it's off. We do the knuckle shuffle till the cum run out. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
like the dead end kids. We used to play in the streets, never worrying about grief. Football spelled relief. Ronnie Reapy was coach for us, see, he taught us to play almost every single day. Okay, now our evergreen was Larry and Mike and Law. My cousin Boo lived there too, just to name a few. Was shot, grown, he's back to the bone. Boo's little sidekick and a badass mouth. He sufficed in a Harmon Street with Zach, Leo, and Ed. Me, Jody, and Boo, Padre, Rocky, and then comes Tommy and Cedric, Lamar and Greg. Unique in our own right, at times we fight, but that's alright still. Not realizing we had love and show when we played. No phony charades against one another. Now while I write this song, it's like some are still alive and a couple are gone.
Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985?
No way.
All the way live. Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985?
1985.
Some say we're strange, we're strays and out of place, a strain of DNA with an ape-like face. But our memories have been erased, and their legacy has remained engraved on tombs of tales of snakes and pre-diluvian days, when Anunnaki came and they say they made our race. Raised us as slaves from cradles to the grave. They bathed on Nubian rays and Adamu tilled the fields until the firstborn serpents led the escape. But it's another matrix. It's the reason that there's evil in the world. While we despicably treat all our women and girls, genetic deposition to fall for false religion. You got a diamond and a pearl, but something's missing. I'm on a cognitive reconnaissance mission. Every moment that we live, I will tell you God's within us. So say it again, us. Why are they trying to tame us? Because the power that they seek to attain is again us. It's why they claim us. They make us anxious. They make us all think that we care about the famous. Okay, hello now. Oh, you don't know those strangers, because you're locked in a pit with spiritual handcuffs. See, they think they're dangerous, but love has no equals. So please say your prayers and forgive the deceitful. Keep your equilibrium, cause our lives will be peaceful. And the reason we are strange is we are not the sheeple.
What's going on? It's your boy DJ DB Effect, aka GB. I'm holding down for my door, Slim Sways, for keeping it real. Underground hip hop, independent artists, it's just life and music. Take the red pill, learn the truth.
This is it, yo. I got a story to tell, and you can relate to me. Yo, I gotta stretch my artistic wings right now, yo. Get rap, yo. Everybody bleeds when they get cut, you know? Relate to me, okay? Relate to me, let's go.
Yo, yo, boy meets girl. From jump, they think there's no better match in the whole entire world. Boys from the city, girls from the sticks. She don't care about his ice pearls or his chips. Boy teases girl about her hips. Girls addicted to the boy's bottom lip. This is the tip of a whole lot of shit. Now to taste the true love, they've gotten it. Different backgrounds, wasn't a problem. So much stuff that they had in common. She taught him how to be in a good mood, and he taught her about good food. He wrote songs for her, some kind of a poem. And when she had good news, she got excited to tell him. And he loved to listen to her alone. For hours and hours they talked on the phone. The conversation still never got boring. Making jokes on each other when they were snoring. And when she was yawning, she found a nook on his chest where she would rest for the morning.
She took the midnight train, girl, to Tennessee.
was Jewish, she was Catholic. The girl made the boy a better person, showed him the path he was on. Really wasn't worth it. Boy's sense of humor rubbed off on her. Giggling in bed, they smoked marijuana. Little nicknames for him and her, so much that his boys even knew what they were. They loved each other so, when she'd leave, they'd hug tight and neither one would let go. Boy wasn't sure what he wanted to do, he had a dream, try to follow it through. But I kinda know he'd give it up for you at this point, but the boy wasn't always true. Hey, what could he say? So much love and memories that'll never fade away. And those feelings burn strong today for both of them, even though they spent time away. At night, they both spent time awake, wondering what the other ones did today. When they fought, she wouldn't sleep till they made up. On his birthday night, she wanna kill him. They talked about the names they wanted for their children. Maybe an Aubrey or a Brandon Jr. When she needed talk, he can't refuse her. They made a great pair, they would team up. I mean, when he would cook for her, she would clean up. And no matter whether, a nice restaurant, a local spot, they had so much fun together. They dog was like they son in ways. The boy is sorry, he made some mistakes. The girl's confused, she don't know what to do. They both kinda singing the blues. The girl starts seeing some other dude, but still telling the boy he don't compare to you. I think they should follow their hearts like they both did from the start. Cause you can't control fate, and they both know deep down inside you only get one soulmate. One, just one.
Hey guys, Jamie Havoc in here to tell you about Inception Radio. We have teamed up with the Soup Media Network, and we are one. Come check out InceptionRadio.com. We have many shows. My show, Inception Radio, is live Tuesdays and Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. But we have many other great shows like Jerry Pippin, Future Theater, UFO Traffic Report, Paranormal Guys Radio, Freethinker with Tom Donahue, and more to come after the first of the year. InceptionRadio.com. Come check it out. And remember to listen to Skywatchers Radio Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the Soup Media Network. For Inception Radio, this is Jamie Havigan. I'm out of here.
Hey, yo, fuck your favorite rapper, nigga.
Yo. I don't care if your coupe is padded with linen. Or if your shoes is padded with linen. Or if your shoes look like a bag full of Skittles. Shoes look like a bag full of Skittles. Or if your shoes look like a bag full of Skittles. For a broke nigga, that shit'll get you. A shot in the face like a fat bitch's picture. I ain't heard a sick rap in a minute. Niggas beats is trash and I pass on their lyrics. All these commercial cats with their gimmicks. Probably find antennas under their hats if you live for it. Sony said I like the rapper's image, cause my palms sweaty, my breath stinks, and my arms hairy. Or at least that's what they all tell me. Not to mention I'm a hopeless romantic like R. Kelly. Well fuck it, I can't complain, my life's great. I ain't got the cars and crib with the nice lake. But every Friday, I jerk off to your girlfriend's pictures on Facebook and MySpace. I'm on the block spitting where they say, oh yeah, let the shells spray. This rap shit is my life, no fail safe. I was spitting flows with Muggsy Bowles, was connecting with LJ. But now I'm moving at a snail's pace, like I got the game in a stalemate. I can't move, but you better start giving it up, son. I got a gap bigger than Jennifer Hudson. And I bust clips if I get pissed for real. Ever since a kid, I was on plenty pills. ADD, you never see me sitting still. No friends, but that gave me the strength to build. A flow sicker than old niggas and Benadryl. Spit the same magic as Alice when she click her heels. I'm sick for real to your spine, I be sending chills. I'ma spit till this whole industry disappears. It's the kid with the skinny build. I wipe my ass with the vibe and piss on the Diddy deal. Fuck your spinning rims, fuck your whip appeal. Fuck your tinted windows and fuck if you can spend a meal. I'm just being real, so you can keep stunning. Just know that shit means nothing without a lick of skill. Homeboy, that verse you spit'll get you killed. If not sliced in your face like Emmett Till's. Niggas don't know how being committed feel. I give 110% when I hit the field. And I'm grinding. I never clocked out, stay putting time in. But it's either the people don't know that I'm conscious or Congress's top assignment is to have me silenced. Either way, I'm unacknowledged. But I was saying fuck Fox News way before Nas did. Before Luther San McCain should be paralyzed, I was talking about the Illuminati paradigm. And how George Bush is irrelevant, cause he was here to give power to the next president. It's incredible how they just passed me off, cause they'd rather hear me talk about a classic car or what I'm spinning on a MasterCard. Who put these cats in charge with their hip-hop casting calls? See, I can't be the cool kid. I don't dress like a fashion show or a pageant dog. I'm too crazy to be Swayze. Plus, don't try to play me, yo. He can't rap at all. I can't be Wale, so start backing off. I ain't lashing out. Now I wanna sound mad at all. I'm too black and smart to be Asher Roth. No disrespect to them dudes, cause my hat is off. But it's the difference when you in the game and when you should be in the game. But you on the practice squad. I got nothing left, so I keep standing tall. This is Prince E. You won't find me in your catalogs.
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
I get it. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
Okay, everybody meet.
Fuck it.
It's Prince E, man. Play this shit like Casper. Niggas need to start paying attention, man. Think about starting my own non-for-profit record label. How would that make y'all feel? Fuck you.
Fuck you.
The adolescent.
Here's a riddle for you. What do the California Gold Rush of the 1850s, secret societies, coded messages, mysterious 19th century flying machines, and an early 20th century outside artist named Charles A.A. Delshaw all have in common? The Secrets of Delshaw by Dennis Crenshaw and Pete Navarro. Go to www.secretsofdelshaw.com to learn more.
I'ma do me, you just do you. I'm a big breed, I'ma do me. My friend true T, yo, check it. Yo, yo, I gotta demonstrate why these rappers need to put their pen away. Going up against Hemingway at center stage, you've been afraid. You just sealed your fate, and now you're gonna feel it slip away. Well, I don't care if you a friend of Jay's. I smoked coke with Barack Obama way before Senate days. Eat rappers, pack them up on my dinner plate. And then I use their ashes to make my lemonade. It's a shame, cause they told me I'd lose my chance if I didn't make my music like the newest jam. I said, I ain't trying to be a Boosie fan and talk about shoulders, chest, shoes, and brands. Cause to me, that sounds like a stupid plan. I'd rather see Roseanne booty dance or move to France or fly over the Bermuda Sands with no fuel to land before I ever do the Superman.
Or at least in the morning.
Okay, listen up. Yo, why is Prince E as hard as it gets? Why do niggas not know the facts but still wanna argue and shit? Kiss. Why do niggas not know the facts but still wanna argue and shit? Why they monopolize our minds all to get rich? Just remember this, whoever you are, karma's a bitch. Why do record companies say you hot but they won't sign ya? Cause they close-minded like old-timers. Why they want a commercial nickel with gold diamonds and leave you underground to die like coal miners? Why they don't listen to a thing you say and your producers wanna see you fuck like B2K? Why the feds keep raising the interest rates? And why our government gotta take our freedoms away to keep us safe?
Bullshit.
Why is the truth minimized?
Why
they call it collateral damage when statistically it's genocide? Why we gotta rape cities? Why I got hate in me? Why did Sean Bell have to take 50? Why did Bush knock down the towers? And why his grandfather Prescott bring Hitler to power? Why didn't Ron Paul win the election? Wait, serious question. Why didn't Ron Paul win the election?
Damn.
Why is the wealthiest country in recession? Why is an American child aborted every 20 seconds? Why you keep on knocking my merits? And why they replace AJ and Free with Roxy and Terrence? Homie, why you acting like you ballin' for? And everybody knows you hardly score like Charlie Ward. Why we don't exercise our right to vote? And why the songs degrading women the ones they like the most? Why they don't tell us DCA is the cure for cancer? Why they rather see us in handcuffs? Why your most ghetto families in shambles? Cause socioeconomics has nothing to do with food stamps and Pampers. It's a joke. Why does Rupert Murdoch own half of the stations, half of the newspapers, half of the nation? Why it's 2008 and you got racist beliefs? Don't you realize genetically we are the same species? Why you scared to pick up the phone and call the cops? Why they have to jump my nigga in that parking lot? Why you can't handle the facts? Why is 500 grams of coke equal to 5 grams of crack? Why you worried about my delivery and not my message? How you think you gon' get the answers if you don't ask the questions? If you don't ask the questions. If you don't ask the questions. Yo, man, we gotta ask questions out here. You know what I'm saying? Don't believe in anything simply because you heard it. Don't believe in anything simply because it is spoken and rumored by many. Don't believe in anything simply because it is found written in your religious books. Don't believe in anything merely on the authority of your teachers and elders. Don't believe in your traditions because those traditions have been handed down for many generations. But after observation and analysis, when you find that it agrees with reason and is conducive to the good and benefit of one and all, then accept it and live up to it. It's Prince E, man. I'm out.
Why? Oh, why?
Yo, E, listen, yo, yo. Some say my lyrical bars left them mentally scarred. Others tell me I showed them what miracles are. You niggas is photoshopped like an image from Mars. I sit with the stars wearing 16th century garb, eating a cereal bar, looking at the moon wondering what the fuck Kennedy saw. And when we get money, all we do is spin it and fall on meaningless things that show us how dependent we are. And I don't want to give you the wrong impression, but I'll reach down your throat and jump rope with your large intestines. I got the strongest message, not to boast, but that's cause my lessons evoke the longest questions. I gotta get out of this place by any means. I'm the immigrant that jumped the fence and ripped his jeans. I'm with my wife and kids and my M16, and you think I'ma be stopped by a forensics team? Fuck. Sprint E.
Yo, 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 I'm broke as fuck, so if I see you, you gon' give me mine. And I ain't got a grip to nine, cause I stab haters holding mad paper like picket signs. Broke as fuck, so if I see you, you gon' give me mine. And I ain't got a grip to nine, cause I stab haters holding mad paper like picket signs. I spit shit you weren't meant to find. If you're content with your conditioned mind, you can listen to this shit over 20 times and still not get the rhymes. Rhymes that'll twist your spine, rhymes that'll risk your lives, rhymes that you won't find in your syllabus. The illest rhymes epitomize. Too bad they're criticized, vilified, and politicized. You want the truth, or guess what? You're just in time. Take a seat, raise your feet. I've just arrived. First things first, close your eyes. It should come as no surprise. In every way, we are polarized. For those that died, I remember their names. Niggas sell their souls to darkness to live in the shade. I know everything you finna say, so put the pen away. Going up against Hemingway at center stage. I come from Christ time to prove I'm divine. My pen got a stigmata when I write rhymes. So you get knocked off. I'm hard enough to fuck your chick when my cock's off. And I don't care if you top charts or got floss. It ain't my fault you spit ugly like a fat bitch with her socks off. I shake hands and kiss babies, and I'm harder than Weezy was when he kissed baby. I'm noticing these dudes can't spit lately. I get crazy like if Slim Shady killed Haley. I'm Dick Cheney, I'm fucking you up. Shoot you in the face and have you cover it up under the bus. Fuck this, how I leave you rap rubies. Show you to steal like that bad Shaq movie. I'm Jack Ruby, kill you in front of the camera or damage you with iambic pentameter. I ain't a fan of ya. If you ain't never studied at the Library of Alexandria, you amateur. I'm not gonna lie, dude, but I'm the real truth, like the books burned out of the Bible. Disciples here, every verse I speak, they know I hold the key to the mercy seat. The blood that leaked was the birth of me. And even a church can see a God in a man's body's where I'm cursed to be. And it occurred to me to take down the world elite and burn the streets to the third degree. I'ma teach you the knowledge that was forsaken, the biggest magic trick of all time. When God and Satan switched places, all evidence was erased, and indoctrination got you stuck in the matrix. Go back and read Adam and Eve a little bit. You really think ignorance is equivalent to bliss? See, Christians want you to roll with it, cause without knowledge you in bondage. And that's a control system. I got monoatomic gold lyrics, I glow with it. Dope spit, make you think a goddamn ghost did it. I pause time when I flow. Put me in a cipher with God and Jesus. I start out shotting them both. The lines that I wrote was like the Pope, right in the throat. I got so nice with the flow, you think I am a hoax. But my narratives are errorless. I got concepts you will never get. A nigga sick like the Tuskegee experiment. And I need me a therapist, because I spit raw heroin. You old niggas are embarrassing. Spending your last days at the Sheraton, retiring with Merrill Lynch. I can see it now, these freaking clowns will compare me with the terrorists. Point me out like, there he is, that's the guy against Americans. Revolution he encourages. Well, it's imperative that we don't even let him live. Look man, I'm not being arrogant, but they'll pull me out my house at any time of the day. Say a rhyme that I made was grounds for Guantanamo Bay. Call me a military
combatant and I'm on my way. I know most of you niggas can't relate, and the government is amused and overjoyed that you ain't getting what I'm spitting, too busy doing this soldier boy. And I know I shouldn't talk about the way they live, but fuck A-Bay-Bay from the Bay-Bay Kids. I don't even listen to the radio. If I saw one of you niggas in person, you'll be like, don't tase me, bro. Looking at the game, a lot of shit's sad. Niggas say they hot, but they phony like the hockey stick graph. And the truth is blurred and roughed up. You like Columbus, reach the new world. With dumb luck, we bound to fight like two squirrels. One net, Prince E, sicking, and two girls. One cup, and you can't trace the passion. My last life, I was a paid assassin with an Asian accent. But now I'm here to save the masses. And you ain't gotta look further than my deoxyribonucleic acid. Basically, I'm supposed to teach this. I wrote the thesis. Don't believe it? And see your dome in pieces. I'm so strategic, like the Priory of Zion, cloning demons and holding the bones of Jesus. Believe it, I spit facts that'll bury your boy. Real rap skills, black contrary to yours. And the real reason I carry that heavenly sword is cause he who preaches peace must be ready for war.
And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat upon him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with the beasts of the earth.
See, I came from the land of Prague, the last days, flashbang, and I plant the bomb. Fake plates, face paint with the camouflage. I got nothing to live for. My family died, I'm in my basement, and every night I cry, wondering why nobody understands the signs. This is the time when the UFOs ran the skies, and I'm living underground, trying to plan my rise. The oracle told me not to doubt my place. I walked in the room, she said, don't worry about the face. I responded, what face? And knocked it over, caught it before it hit the ground. I was not supposed to. She looked at me and said, yo, you not the one. one, so I cocked the gun and then stopped the fun. The 4-5 gave her closed eyes. She couldn't predict that shit, and I thought she was so wise. I think about my mind and how old it is. Encrypted inside is an Einstein Rosenbridge. Somebody hold the phones. I got some of the dopest poems ever written, chiseled on the Dropa stones. Check my DNA for Anunnaki chromosomes. Thermopylae prophecy with Newtonian overtones. I'm the only rapper alive to rule the empire of Holy Rome. It's just a shame that no one knows. I'm growing old and my days are numbered, so I try to calm my nerves when I'm playing the organ. Looking at my window, waiting for the day of the horsemen. Those that don't band together to raid the border will end up slaves, living in a cage, getting tortured. Don't say I didn't try to warn you. The seven trumpet melody, I knew revelations was guaranteed when I saw presidents turn into celebrities. Armageddon was our destiny, and it occurred right before me. My life is the perfect story of failure turned to glory. I'm in the top five, dead or alive, first in the purgatory. Write my verses in the early morning and tell my pigeon, here's my lyrics. Take it to the colonel for me. I'm on my journey with the gray aliens. Don't worry a bit, I know it could get dangerous. They bicker about field theories and quantum entanglement. In a cigar-shaped spaceship the same length as a stadium. My lyrics are translated in 80 languages by academia. Label him the same kind of genius as Wolfgang Amadeus. Open your eyes and try to see it, like a sign from Jesus or even coming from God. Prince is just one of a kind, and I'm so ahead of my time. You might find anachronisms inside each one of my rhymes.
Do I tie in the alien agenda to the New World Order? Yes, sir, 100%.
All systems are functional.
And you're going to pass the reins to Mr. Jackal, the new king of radio.
This is the Oz man, one of the voices in the Jackal's head.
Are we alone in the universe?
Now, I'm a voice from the Jackal's head. Get it, creature.
Is there life after death?
I'm Nick Pope, and now I'm a voice inside the Jackal's head.
Is the government keeping secrets from us?
This is Stephen Bassett, and I am now a voice inside the Jackal's head.
Will the Cubs ever win the World Series?
I am now a voice inside the Jackal's head.
And that was Lloyd Pye.
Who the hell are these voices inside my head? Listen live on the Jackal's head and find out.
Hey guys, Jamie Havoc in here to tell you about Inception Radio. We have teamed up with the Soup Media Network, and we are one. Come check out InceptionRadio.com. We have many shows My show, Inception Radio, is live Tuesdays and Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. But we have many other great shows like Jerry Pippin, Future Theater, UFO Traffic Report, Paranormal Guys Radio, Freethinker with Tom Donahue, and more to come after the first of the year. InceptionRadio.com. Come check it out. And remember to listen to Skywatchers Radio Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the Soup Media Network. For Inception Radio, this is Jamie Havokin. I'm out of here.
Characters start scaring you with fear tactics. Fascists call you a terrorist and implant you with a very chip. It's effective cause nobody's even aware of it. Blind motherfuckers, shit's quite embarrassing. Till they come to your area, close down your town like an outbreak of malaria. This shit goes much deeper than the president did 1984, my nigga. It's Orwellian. Martial law installed in the garrisons, and deception is more prevalent than it's ever been. So tell me, nigga, what the fuck you gonna do when troops break down your door, throw your wife to the floor? Oh, what you gonna pray to the Lord or grab the knife in the floor and start fighting this war? What the fuck you gonna do, nigga? It's time to make a decision. Everything you've been taught was a fucking lie. Look it up. Or you wanna stay ignorant to this shit? How does that make you feel? You rather live your life in tyranny and slavery? Or freedom and liberty? Then stand up. Is it that worth fighting for? Is it that worth dying for? This is the greatest story never told, and I'ma probably die from the shit I'm about to expose. But that's a chance that I have to take, even if they call me paranoid and label me a basket case. Know your fate and prepare for the future when America's replaced by the North American Union. The Mexican and Canadian fusion, they deliberately lied to us, and now I can prove it. The ruling class ideology taught us ever since we were children that we lived in a democracy. But the word democracy doesn't appear in the Constitution. It was just another trick to try to fool us, like the illusions they use on the news, viewing and accusing Muslim people as being evildoers. Can't you see this is breeding hatred? They take rights from us and claim we gon' get our freedoms later. But it's clear how they see the nation, cause Bush is on record saying the Constitution is nothing more than a goddamn piece of paper. My eyes are wide open and I see you traitors disrespecting our founding fathers in this final hour. Even they knew that times would change, but some things would always remain constant. Like if you wanna start a war and get people behind it, then bomb your own cities, blame it on your enemies. And well, mission accomplished, this is relatively common. We saw it in Vietnam, the Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Northwoods, the World Trade Center towers, Reichstag and Pearl Harbor exemplify this concept. Violence is enveloping the globe, and the basis of knowledge is on a need to know. So how you plan to understand the code when every chattel in your home is on Hannity and Combs?
and GPS is implanted in your phones. I'ma have all of this propaganda shit exposed. The missile drones that'll rip your flesh. It's a war outside and now you're getting prepped. Give me liberty or give me death, or we can say fuck both and you can get these texts. I'm on the most wanted and they list me next to Bin Laden. But it don't bother me none, cause Bin Laden died in 2001 because of a medical complication inside of his lungs. And you remember Saddam Hussein, the boogeyman? Well, in actuality, he used to be our best friend. Donald Rumsfeld even shook his hand, and we gave him those chemical weapons to go invade Iran. It's all a sham, and there's many more examples, but it's kinda like counting sand. Keep that fist high and never ever drop your hands, cause the only way to be empowered is with knowledge, fam. Don't be like these Obama fans. Oh yeah, the Obama fans, I can't stand the sight. You in love with a man, but you don't know what his stances are or what his political plans are like. You just bandwagon and chant like fanatics in a trance, and it's almost cattle-like. Blinded by the hype and the flashing lights. But here, go ahead, take some sound advice. You need to keep a watchful eye on anybody who wants to either take or command your rights. And I'm not saying he is, but if the prophecy's correct, then yes, he might be the Antichrist.
And I said to Barack Obama, if you get elected, November the 5th, I'm coming after you, because you'll be representing a government whose policies grind under people.
Yo, it's the theoretical physicist, meticulous multi-dimensional lyricist. Ever since the colonial clipper ships came pillaging innocent villages, I was discerning the difference between preemptive and preventative. Wars are riddled with disingenuous politicians, configuring their constituents to be oblivious to the divisiveness. Reconnaissance missions carried out to fit the agenda of corporate business interests, and open-ended wars, unabridged and limitless. I cross-referenced the percentages. More than 3/4 of this planet is inhabited by idiots, and that statistic, however hair-raising, is definitive. Just check the historic forgetfulness of American citizens. Willfully ignorant, it's like they love to be prisoners. See, the wise man knows himself to be a fool, so you supercilious bumper sticker philosophers sound ridiculous, afraid of responsibility, in love with the remnants of imprisonment. You're gonna make me get so belligerent, it's gonna feel like you in the grips of Gigantopithecus. It's the patron saint of penmanship. Motherfuck you and your governmental clearances. My worldview is a derivative of the liberalist, a Marxist-Leninist, riveting yet brilliant. You think paradigm shifts occur by coincidence? Towers fall accidentally? Everything is deliberate. Secret initiatives carried out with precision, kid, to cripple the population and force it into submissiveness. It's the oldest trick in the book of Genesis. I'm about to have that all-seeing eye start flickering when I expose the old Bohemian Grove images, the rituals. I guarantee you'll get chills from it. Even Josephus cataloged and scriptured it. I'm starting to become consumed by my obsession, and you can see it in my sentences. My girl wants me to spend more time with her. I give her a little bit, but see, the end of days are imminent, and I gotta tell the whole world that I don't care if you're a proponent or a dissident. We all better hang together, or we gonna definitely hang separately. I got a wormhole in my wardrobe. Wanna see the North Pole? Don't forget your fur coat. Jeez, I don't like the breeze, so can you please keep that door closed? Morse code, I'm about to go AWOL. You ain't hard just cause you broke a few state laws. I speak to ghost orbs living in graveyards, but it wasn't until I deciphered the cave walls that I realized life was an equation best simplified, but one that you can't solve. I take charge and I try to be the best, cause rappers are watered down like coffee grounds and chia pets. EMS is where I send niggas lyrically. This is basic, stop claiming that I'm spitting deep. Sometimes at night I take a sip of tea, sit and think about the industry, wishing that it was just a dream. So much ice, it's like I'm in the Pleistocene, but I lay back, try not to let it get to me. Fuck you in the scene with the kitchen sink. I hope you drown on your Cristal and Hennessy. This is hip-hop hegemony, but you can't get rid of me. I'm perfect like the bullet that killed President Kennedy. The rapper from the Philistines, if I feel the need, I can existentially rip the beat systemically with the same synergy as the Trinity through guided imagery.
Yo, just want to let y'all know I got this all back worked out again. I wasn't sure if y'all could hear me before. In between, had a little bit of an issue with the audio cables, but I got it all worked out now. Just wait for my man, Prince E. We had him on air, had him online there for a minute. Shit was fucked up for a sec. I got everything worked back out now. It's all good to go. I'm using a new program here, Sam's, so it's just was causing me a little bit of grief there for a minute. But we're just going to finish up this track, take a minute, and we'll be back with my man, Prince E. Keep it locked. SlimSwayze.com, Soup Media Network. Slim Swayze, take the red pill show, learn the motherfucking truth. We got my man Prince E right now. I'm just wondering, can y'all hear me now? Can you now? I'm saying in the chat rooms. I wanted to make sure you guys could hear me before, right? You could hear me when I was saying Prince E was just stuck in traffic, and we had him coming through. So now, once I brought him on air with me, there was a little issue with Skype. Y'all know that Skype's been having mad issues lately. So was having a little issue with Skype, but knock on fucking wood my head here. Everything will be fine now. Everything will work out good. I got everything linked up with Sam's, the new broadcasting program I've been using. And it's pretty dope. So I got everything figured out now. Just thought it might be on his end. So he's basically just rebooting his system right now. As soon as he comes back up on Skype, we will have him up here on air for the interview. So thanks, guys, for being patient. I really, really appreciate it. It's really cool, y'all. This is my second show here at Soup. I was doing my shows a completely different way, which was a little harder. This way is better. It's a better program. It's a better application. But thank you. Bear with me because I am new to this program. So it's just been a little bit of ironing a few little issues out. But hey, it's, that's life and that's how it goes. And with independent media, you know, we just do our thing. So, that's what it is. So I want to thank everybody for being here and tuned in. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks for your support and everything, man. I appreciate it so much. And I know Prince E does as well. Such a phenomenal, phenomenal, talented guy. So, you know what I'm saying? So, we're going to play a little quick track called Blue, Pale Blue Dot. It's a little interlude. It's only about a minute long, and that'll bring us back. Should give us enough time for my man Prince E to come back. So, here we go. Actually, you know what? I want to play a little something. The revolution will not be televised. I'm going to play that track, all right? And I'll just cut it out once it comes time to Princey comes back on air. So check it out.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading the charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
All right, we're back. Slim Swayze, Take the Red Pill Show, Learn the Motherfucking Truth. My man Prince E just rebooting his system. Just want to let, if everybody could please not post things that aren't needed right now or not related to the chat. I know that, you know, that there was, you know, the chat room last time was crazy when Prince E came through. Also, I will be taking questions from the chat room and stuff like that. Usually, Festy, I love you posting things that have to do with, you know, whatever we're talking about. But I don't, you know, I need the chat room to basically just be for chat right now, for chatting or, you know, with amongst each other or questions that I'm going to be taking for Prince E or things of that nature. So that would be awesome. I really appreciate that because that's why I really want people on this chat room as well, because this one goes a lot faster than the one, you know, than the one that I had before. So yeah, so he should be here any second. I'll go ahead and play that interlude now. I'll be back.
The Earth is a very small stage in a vast cosmic arena. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. Thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines. Every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every saint and sinner in the history of our species. Think of the rivers rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors, so that in glory and triumph they can become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot. Our posturings, our imagined self-importance, the delusion that we have some privileged position in the universe, are challenged by this point of pale light. It underscores our responsibility to preserve and cherish the pale blue dot.
All right, we're back. Some Swayze, Take the Red Pill show. Learn the motherfucking truth. I guess Festy left, and I'm not, you know, if you want to be a baby about it, and easy, gone now, thanks, bye. Like, I'm just saying, man, please, like, I didn't think I was being a dick about it. I was just saying, please only post things that have to do with chatting or the questions, because my interview, you know, last time I had him on, the chat room went crazy, and I don't want that to happen again. And I would like for just, you know, I didn't think that it was too much to ask, but if you're gonna leave over it, then okay. I'm getting my interview on right now. He's rebooted his system, but I guess you can't please everybody, and I was trying to ask something nicely, and I guess it got taken the wrong way or whatever, but I guess too bad. I can't really worry too much about it. Thought it was a pretty reasonable suggestion. All right, we got my man Prince E up on the line. What's up, homie?
What up, what up, what up?
How you doing, man? Good to have you, bro. Good to have you.
Good to be here, man. Appreciate it. How's everything on your end?
Good, man. Good. We're doing that. This is the second show now on the new network, psn-radio.com, or soupmedianetwork.com. It was really cool. Yesterday, I was supposed to have my man Truth Now on today and you yesterday, but it was cool. We just switched it up. Did a great 3-hour interview yesterday. Didn't get much music in, but like the last one we did, just, you know, good conversations come so, you know, they're very rare. So, you know, not very rare, but they're, you know, the music we can listen to again on wax when you get a good conversation going, you know. Might as well just keep it going, right? So.
Word.
But the program now should be recording this quite well. I recorded it last night quite well, so I will, once this is done, I'll be able to send you a copy of it, and then you can do what you will with it or whatever. So just want to let all the listeners know.
Do me a quick favor. Just call me right back. You sound kind of distorted a little bit. Just
okay.
Be right back.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Cool, man.
Cool.
All right, so just had my man E up on the line for a minute. I'm just going to call him quick back on the Skype. Now, like I said, Skype has been acting a little bit funny lately. There's been a bit of issues with it and shit like that. So I'll call E back up right now, get him back on the line. And I just want to let everybody know, if you're over at slimswayze.com, I will be checking that chat room a little bit as well. But there's really not much going on in there right now. Trying to keep everybody over at the new network for 5 till 8, psn-radio.com or soupmedianetwork.com. But at slimswayze.com, of course, it is streaming there, but it's hard to really pay attention to all the different chat rooms. So we're just going to try and keep everybody over at psn-radio.com for now. And we got Prince E back up on the line. And what's up, man? Happy holidays, brother.
Appreciate that, man. Happy and same to you, man. Same to you. You know, I've been spending it with the family, man.
Yeah, good.
You know how that goes.
Yep, I pretty lucky this year, man. I'm blessed. I have my family with me. I live here with my sister and her husband and my niece and nephew. So it's great to have, you know, kids around. That's what Christmas is all about to me, family and kids. And, you know, it's cool. I got them some anti-capitalist Christmas cards and some anti-capitalist buttons. Yeah, I was pretty stoked on that. I was going to just put a 20 in their card. But no, I got them a little gift and got them their anti-capitalist, and kind of hippie-ish Christmas cards and buttons that, you know, say pretty cool little comments on them. So I thought that was kind of neat to get them, and gave them a pretty, you know, deep little message in their cards to remember how lucky they are, and to remember that there's children out there that don't have the things that they have, and to, you know, say a prayer for those children, and maybe when they get older that they can make the world a better place. So
definitely, it's true, man. That's what it's about.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So what have you been up to, man, the last couple weeks since we talked last? Got any news? Got any startling news? I want to let the chat room know, by the way, that my Explorer or my Firefox is acting weird right now. I can't get into the chat room right now, so I will be back in a minute. But we're not really going to worry too much about it. We can take questions in a little bit or any time. So just want to let you guys know that I can't see your messages, anything right now. So... But yeah, man, what's new and startling?
Man, just, you know, finished the semester off. You know, got the straight A's like I anticipated. You know, just recording, man. Now, you know, now that I got this little break, man, I'm trying to drop a little compilation mixtape end of the year, and then drop a you know, bigger mixtape probably in like late January or February. So that's pretty much all I'm focused on right now, man. I've been collabing with you guys, my boy Starks, he got a mixtape coming out too. DJ Ill Will is hosting a mixtape. Dude has hosted like Wayne's Weezy's mixtape, Drake's mixtape, so should get a lot of exposure. I laid some stuff down on his project, so that's where I'm at right now, man.
Sweet, man. Sounds good, man. Sounds good. Be looking forward to some of the new material, man. Definitely stoked. I was playing some of the Adolescents earlier once we started at 5 o'clock. Been playing some material off of it. Also playing whatever other material I can get. I've been letting people know on my Facebook wall as well. I went and copped The Brain for $1. 8-minute track. Phenomenal track for $1. Hey man, beat it, letting people know to go ahead and go take $1 and go and purchase themselves that track, man, because it's you know, phenomenal track, and you got to support, you know, independent hip-hop. But like I said, I also nabbed that track off of the Conspiracy album, so yeah, man, I've been playing that quite a bit as well, and you know, just trying to let people know everywhere I go, man, to check you out, and you know, to listen to your music, go cop the Adolescents. My man Truth Now was on yesterday. He was very impressed with the music and stuff. He had wanted me to let you know to send out love, man. He's rapping about, you know, 9/11 truth and the war, and a lot of the issues that, you know, we should be talking about in hip hop, all art forms, right? But
yeah.
I recently watched the America versus Hip Hop thing. I watched it last night, a bit of it on YouTube, the one that BET hosted. And familiar with that? Did you watch that with Nelly was on it and T.I.? What did you think about that? What did you think about that conversation? And what do you think about hip hop, and what's, you know, some of the issues that were raised in it, and things of that nature? I thought maybe we could talk a bit about that.
Word, definitely, man. Man, what was, when did that air? That aired a couple years ago.
Yeah, it was around the Imus, right? I think it was right around the Imus incident, you know. Okay. It's probably like 08.
Yeah, and I it was a couple years ago. I think it's still very relevant. I forget the exact topics that they touched on. You might need to give me a refresher on that. But it, I know they talked about Nelly's song.
Tip drill, the credit card thing at the end. Mainly just about, like, there was some good questions raised about you know, what does some of the artists feel about how, you know, if they feel that they're selling out at all to what, you know, what the corporations want them to do, because they're not, where the corporations don't know, you know, they think they know but they don't, and that the artists are basically spying into that, and they're just putting out products product that's garbage. See, it's funny how on the show they didn't even talk about independent or underground hip-hop, you know, and underground and independent hip-hop's pretty much, you know, not the issue. It's the mainstream hip-hop that's just talking about bling and talking about guns and talking about... And I see that as a reflection of what people live, but also I feel that, you know... That there's always been, you know, political message, you know, music that's inspiring with hip hop and all these other things that the way I view it personally, and I feel the way you do, that even the music that you make yourself, you know, as an artist, you really, you know, talk about, you know, things that are very important that people need to learn and. You know, but the state of hip hop, what do you think about it right now, you know, or within the last few years, you know, within even the last 5 years, what do you think about it? What do you think, you know, where it's at or where you think it should go?
Yeah. Man, you know, it seems like every genre, that becomes popular becomes popularized and becomes commodified. It's interesting because hip hop, you know, it comes from the marginalized areas, the people who have been oppressed, you know, that's where it comes from. So when you know, you hear on the radio, you know, basically a corporate voice as opposed to the voice of the voiceless or the marginalized, you know, I think that's a little contradiction of where hip hop comes from. But you know, we have to remember that, you know, anybody who has, you know, I hear a lot of times, you know, I don't want to hear anybody talk about, you know, politics or, you know, socially conscious, you know, news or information, you know, but we forget, man, hip-hop, you know, hip-hop has five elements to it, and a lot of people, they forget the fifth one, you know, the five elements, for anybody who doesn't know, was, you know, it's graffiti, b-boying, emceeing, DJing, and it was also knowledge. You know, a lot of people forget the last one, the knowledge part. So it really is our duty to speak for, you know, our constituency in a sense, you know, not to speak for the corporate, not to have a voice for the corporate world. But I mean, that just kind of goes with the Karl Marx commodification theory. You know, anything that's commodified eventually is destroyed, because it just destroys the fundamental essence of it. And that's what's happening now. But to answer your second part of your question, where I think it's going, I can see it coming back, man. I think hip hop, like a lot of things in life, is a cycle, you know. And you know, hip hop goes through phases. You know, we had the political phase, we had the dancing phase. Dancing phase came back, and I think now we're starting to see a lot more lyrical artists. You know, when you have the you know, the Charles Hamiltons, the J. Cole's coming out, or the Asher Roth, you know, a lot of these guys, they're not, you know, if you actually listen to them and study what they're saying, they actually have, you know, pretty good messages in their cadence, and their, you know, they actually put time into their craft, into writing their lyrics, as opposed to guys who just go in, get a beat, and then repeat the same things throughout the whole song. So I see hip hop coming back to the lyricism, man, to the, you know, so which is my lane.
One thing that I found in the hip hop versus America that I had, you know, one of the issues that I think about that wasn't really even touched on or raised, that I think needed to be, as a white dude, well, I'm colored, but I'm colored in tattoo work, right? I have blues and yellows and greens, and you know what I'm saying? But and that's by choice, and I get discriminated against for that just as much, you know, or whatever, right? But that's my choice. That's, you know, I want to be outside the box, and I've chose to put myself in that situation. But there was no talk about, you know, it was always talking about that it was a black thing, that, you know, hip-hop was a black thing, and I don't know, like, I think we need to get past that now. Like, it's, people forget that the Beastie Boys were, like, grandfathers of hip-hop, you know. You got guys like Eminem, and I go on and on, R.A. the Rugged Man, B.K., Cage, you know, Sage Francis, the list goes on and on and on, and can't we get past this black-white shit? Like, you know, as hip-hop, isn't it about youth? Or not even that, just, and even not even youth, but isn't it about, like you said, the five elements, regardless of color? Like, can't we get past this color stuff instead of just buying into it all the time? Like, that's the one thing that I was hoping that would get raised, is that, you know, I know that it was started, you know, in the ghetto, and started in the, you know, the low income parts of New York, but that was 35 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, now it's not a black thing anymore. It's a world thing. You know, it's all around the, and they brought that up. They said it's in every country. It's in every, you know, every nook and cranny of the world, hip-hop. And you know, I don't know, I just want, that was my kind of you know, a little bit of an issue that I had with it, because I think as an art form, you know, I love hip-hop, you know, I love it, I always have, and you know, I just hope to see in the next 20 years that we get past it. I like Russell Simmons even said, and hip-hop has done more for people respecting each other's cultures than in the last 25 years than, you know, the rest of the world combined. And I really like that statement, because we are more tolerant to each other's cultures because of hip-hop. I believe we don't, you know, it's like I said, the new war is us against them. It's not a black white thing, it's a elite versus the rest of us thing. So what do you think about, you know, those that's basically my kind of end on that situation. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, man, you bring up relevant points, man, valid points. You know, hip-hop is international. You know, it is spread to every corner of the globe. You know, you got kids in Japan. You know, it's a culture. It's a culture, and it's not limited to race. So anybody who says, you know, it's only a black thing or anything like that is just plain ignorant and boxed in. You know, you have to look around, because there have been a lot of you know, people of different backgrounds that have done positive things for hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the list goes on. You named a couple, but it, you know, the list really goes on.
Oh yeah, there's very many of them out there, and you know, they're very very talented. And what I do like about, I had one guy one night say to me, "What's your?" Because you know, especially when I was first starting, I played a lot of RA, the Rugged Man, a lot of Cage, a lot of BK, Vinny Pass. You know, and my got somebody, I don't know who it was, mentioned, "What's your station? KKK FM." And I laughed about, you know, I laughed it off, but later I kind of thought, kind of hurt a little bit, because it was like, yo, like, is that what you think? Like, really? Like, you know, I'm just trying to play artists that don't get played anywhere else. Like, it hurt me a bit to think that somebody, like, maybe thought of me that way, or that's the way I'm playing my music because they're white or something. And it's like, whoa, like, that's not, you know, what it's about. It's about anybody that's talented, or anybody that's, you know, doing their thing. It's mainly about independent and underground hip hop, the, you know, stuff that doesn't get played anywhere else. And you know, that was something that kind of hurt a little bit. But you know, I don't know. And then what does bother me, though, it's funny how that had to, you know, that big talk went on BET, and it was, you know, the sad part is black culture, black youth gets blamed and gets the brunt of America's issues from hip hop. You know, like they talked about in the talk, is that, you know, no one brings up, you know, well, they do, but not as much, the video games, you know, the films. It's okay that we're in, you know, three or four, we have like two wars going on right now, and have for almost 10 years,
right?
You know what I mean? Or that the country was started from violence and stolen, and you know, so they basically point the finger at hip-hop and say, oh, it's those, you know, young black gangsters that are the problem. And that's just fucking ridiculous, you know.
You know, it's an easy scapegoat. Mm-hmm. It's always been an easy scapegoat. You know, I was watching Oberman the other day, and he was talking about, you know, Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, about how it was in the recent in the news recently, there was a guy who basically he killed a few people, and he was inspired by he claimed that he was inspired by Glenn Beck. It was a real focused killing. It's like, so I'm not sure, you know, does hip hop kill people? Does Bill O'Reilly kill people? You know, if you're gonna blame hip hop for, you know, destroying the youth, exactly. I think you have to look even harder at Fox News and the news corporations. You know, but that's swept under the table, man. You know, mainstream media is.
Yeah, if it's not that, you know, is Iron Maiden in the 80s or Black Sabbath or, you know, Ozzy Osbourne or, you know, as always somebody else's, you know, issue and not like the what T.I. brought up a great point in it. He said, you know, I feel, and the guy asked the question, you know, do you feel that you should, you know, somewhat or, you know, he said to 50, get with the program. And he's like, what do you mean, program? He's like, you know, you're familiar with the president's second man in command? You know, like the one who, you know, he's like the one who was seeing hoes, you know, hoes. He's like, you know, basically, there are hoes out there. There are, you know, if you've never grown up in that lifestyle, you don't know that, you can't understand that. And then T.I. went on to say on another question, you know, I feel that, you know, when you let your kids... you know, be, you know, your America is basically wanting, you know, the television to raise their children,
raise,
you know,
the
sports stars, the acting, you know, the hip hop artists. And he said, like, you know, I have five kids and they don't have, you know, if they're bad or something, they ain't going to deal with 50. They're going to deal with daddy, you know, and he said, like, you know, you right. see your kid wearing a different shirt, and you know something's off. It's your child. I can't talk to your child. I can't listen to your child. I can only talk to your child. You know, it's your right. job to talk to your child. And I thought that was such a great point.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, man. You know, parental, and that's the other thing, man. Parents are just lazy. Mm-hmm. You know, they definitely want the Disney Channel to raise their children. You know, they want to blame everybody else for their own negligence. It's fascinating at it. You know, when you really look at it, all the and I don't think censorship, you know, is the answer at all, because, you know, a lot of people have proposed, okay, we shouldn't, you know, people shouldn't be allowed to say these certain things, but I don't think censorship by any means is the you know, is the answer to the problem. I think that the main answer is just, you know, the parents. You know, mm-hmm. responsibility lies on the parents. I mean, I believe a little bit of the blame should go to artists, just because of artistic integrity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you create a song, you definitely have to understand, and you have to, you know, think to yourself, okay, is my song making a positive impact on people or a negative one?
Yeah,
you know, and you have to really consider that.
Well, I don't think that artists have enough control either when they're, you know, working for mainstream corporations, right? You know, that's why I love and I support indie media so much. I'm so against mainstream media, but, you know, it's funny. I'll give you an example. My ex fiance, I dated her for 5 years. Her little brother's in a band. You may be familiar with them. They're called Down with Webster. They're very big in the States as well as here in Canada. Okay. And he's their hype man, Cap 10. And I wanted to have him on, you know, on my Trent radio show and do an interview. He can't even do a fucking interview with me unless he clears it with his label. Like, what's that? I'm right, like, I don't even want to do it then. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to interview you then. I don't, you know, I want to interview independent hip-hop artists, people like yourself or Vinny Paz or Cage, people who are success stories so that other kids out there hear it and say, you know what, I can do it without that label. Because right now they're slave driving those kids. They're on tour all the fucking time, and they're working all the time, and they don't even own their music, you know. And,
right, they don't own the masters, and they're getting pennies off of every CD that they sell. Yep. Pennies, yep. You know.
So, you know, you got somebody like Eminem. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I had a guy come at me with, I don't know if you're familiar with, a 360 deal. But basically what that is, that's basically the only way that they're signing artists nowadays, the major labels. A 360 deal is basically, you know, you get signed, obviously you get, you know, you get money up front. But anything that you do, anything that you do, whether it's in a commercial, in a movie, or whatever, they get 50% of what you earn.
No doubt.
50% of what you earn. And
because they know that the music industry isn't like, you know, what it was. Artists now got to do their thing, man. They're selling, you know, clothing. They're selling, like you said, commercials. They're, you know, doing other things because, you know, and they're on tour more, which I think is a good thing. Like that, you know, they're like, because the music, you know, the music really should not always should be free, but should be accessible to be free. And then you have the option to buy the album. But I try to, you know, also buy a T-shirt, you know, or also word of mouth it to people and you know, be like, yo, support these artists and or buy these albums or whatever. But, you know, I couldn't go and buy every single album all the time. Like this, you know, people say the file sharing's killing the industry or yada yada. Well, I don't believe that. I believe the opposite. I believe we're having access to way more music now, and people's, you know, music tastes are broadening, and they have access to so much more music. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, the artists have to go on tour a little more or whatever, but that, I think, is better for them in the long run as well, you know, especially if they're independent. I mean, like, you know, not... I'm completely against the mainstream record labels. You know, also, I wonder about how, you know, they work with how many albums. I just recently listened to Eminem's latest album, front to back. I listened to it a bit, but I actually laid in bed and listened to it from front to back. And I was really impressed with it. You know, not every track was good, of course, you know, but the first three albums were every track pretty much dope. But the last two were crap. You know, Mosh was good. You know, 3AM was good. A couple little tracks, but on the overall, it was crap. And he even admits it and apologizes to the fans on the latest album. And I'm wondering, you know, what I got from the album listening to it was almost like, okay, this is it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's done where his contract, he doesn't have to put out any more albums or whatever. I don't know, but I was really impressed with the album. You know, we share the same name. Like, my name's Marshall, my last name, you know. Our mom's both name are Debbie. You know, my little brother looks almost identical to the guy. So I've always, that's why, you know, the Slim Swayze as well. And I've always been a big fan. So I was very happy to hear this new album and hear that, you know, he's maybe not back, I mean, musically, but he's back. Like, he's feeling good again, you know? And I really felt for him because, like, he did just lose his best friend recently. You know, he's trapped in the trap of the corporate, you know, major label thing. Even though he does own a lot of his, you know, shady records and things like that, he's trapped within his own celebrity, and he can't go and walk the street like you or, you know, normal underground or independent artists can. I think that he would trade a lot of his money to be in a position where he could do that, you know, like a Cage or, you know, a Prince E or a Vinnie Pass, go on tour and come home and live his normal lifestyle again, because he has more money than he can spend, right? So, but I definitely wanted to give some love out to him for that new album, man, because it really is dope, you know. It was really good. And he's a big man to turn around and admit some of the things. Like he said, he was going to start dissing people, like, for no reason, because he felt within his own self-esteem. And he, you know, I've shared an opiate addiction, and he's now gotten clean as well. And I'm clean now as well. It's just good to see that, you know, he's doing his thing, like, and he's, you know, gonna, you know, not worry so much about what, you know, everyone's thinking or everyone's saying, because there's always going to be people hating on him. His life's under a microscope. Mm-hmm. You know, it's good to see him and Weezy get together and do a track. You know, Weezy's another cat who I've, you know, I've hated on a little bit. You know, I liked his music a lot. The Block is hot. You can't, that shit's amazing. But when he stopped writing music, and it seemed like you could hear it, it was like he just freestyling everything off the top of his head, and it was kind of like, I'm really looking forward to seeing what he puts out here soon now that he's out. He's had some time in jail, and I think that that's going to create some really good music, I'm hoping.
Definitely. That's real. Yeah, Weezy, man, Eminem, Weezy, man, all these guys, the talent is undeniable. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can hate on. I see a lot of, you know, I publicly show, you know, love and support for these guys. Yo,
are they there? Sorry, I lost you for a second.
Okay.
Are you there? Sorry about that.
Yeah. I publicly show support for these guys, and a lot of my fans, they're like, oh, no, Weezy, you know, worst rapper ever. And I'm like, you actually listening to them, or are you just not liking them because everybody likes them? Like, these guys, you know, they're definitely talented. Eminem's, you know, lyrically, on paper, Eminem is the best ever to do it, in my opinion. You know, on paper, just bar for bar, Eminem.
Yeah.
You know, he's number one. You know,
he's definitely up there. You know, nobody can deny that, man. He's definitely up there.
Nah.
You know?
Exactly. Weezy, you know, he's a pioneer, too. He's a very creative guy, man. You know, it's undeniable, man. And I actually break his lyrics down, too. And he's got some good shit, too. You know, he's not, you know, he's not getting up there. I think you might say he's freestyling. He kind of writes the rhymes in his head, kind of like Jay does it. He writes the rhymes in his head, and he might take a couple takes to do it, you know. But he writes it in his head and just go. He doesn't use paper. He doesn't do it spontaneously. But he definitely.
It seemed, you know, in the film, the doc I watched, he'd go after his shows or whatever, and go into his bus and go through his production beats, and then just get one that he's feeling, and then just kind of start doing his thing, right? Which is cool, you know, but also, you know, don't just, you know, put yourself in that box either, you know. But I hope, like, I know he was battling an addiction as well, man. You could, in the film that I watched, I know he was pissed off that it was even being released at the time, because he didn't want to, you know, people to know about his scissor addiction and shit. But, you know, and I know as an addict too, as a recovering addict, it's not something that you're proud of, you know, it's something that you're actually embarrassed of. But, you know, I think that the jail time probably hopefully would have been real good for him, you know, and that's what I'm crossing my fingers and hoping. But even there's undeniable, man, that the track that him and Game just released within the last year, I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head. Him and Game released a track recently. It was phenomenal. You know, him and M did two tracks that I thought were phenomenal. You know, No Love is good. You know, it's just, you know, and I don't play this stuff on my show, even though, like, once in a while I'll play, but I don't see the point in playing shit we all know and love anyway. You know, I've tried to, you know, even though I love some of the shit, I won't play it on the shows because I want to play all independent music. Right. But I still want to, you know, give love and give credit to where it's due. And even Kanye, a lot of people hating on him, but, like, you know, he's got some fucking undeniably dope-ass tracks, you know, and he's doing his thing. And it's not gangster rap. It's very, you know, intelligent, and he's doing his thing. Even Jay didn't think he could rhyme before. He was his producer, right? So he's, he's been proving a lot of people wrong, and he's doing his thing, and I think that's good, but... You know, it's gotten to the point where people are hating on every, like, now it's like he's a fucking Illuminati and shit, people are saying. Like, on my old network, people are saying him and Jay-Z are Illuminati, and fucking, you know, Rihanna's Illuminati and all this shit. Like, as if, man, as if they're Illuminati. Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think a lot of people even really know or have done research into the Illuminati, man. You know, they're just a lot of people around here saw the DVDs, and, you know, the idea was provocative, so they believe it. But I don't think they understand how deeply, I mean, the Illuminati definitely exists and how deeply embedded within our society. But as far as Jay-Z, I mean. Maybe on some type of level, but he definitely isn't Illuminati per se.
No,
you know,
not up upper levels. Maybe totally he at best he could be used as a puppet. You know, in certain things where, you know, they want him to, you know, promote certain occultic messages in his videos or things like that. But like I said before, as an artist, sometimes you don't have control. You don't make all your videos. You're not the video director. You know what I'm saying? You don't make all the videos. You have input and shit, but, you know, you're the musician. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't have you know, control over every little last piece of every little last thing that they do, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's easy to pull something apart and point fingers and shit like that. But, you
right.
know, it is what it is. You know, we're all human beings. We all do make mistakes. We, you know, especially when you got videotapes and video cameras and audio on you all the time. It's easy for people to, you know, pick things apart on people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But,
definitely,
you know,
definitely.
I think, you know, in some ways it's good, though. We should all be held accountable. You know, on one of my night shows last night, we brought up, I don't know how familiar you are with Alex Jones, but there was a gun rally recently, almost a year ago now, and he pulled off some weird stuff, like just being a bit of a prick, and he was called out for it. And, you know, I've had some issues with people that really, really stick up for him. And like I've said, I don't dislike him. I do respect him. He is waking a lot of people up. His films are great. But like everyone else, he should be held accountable when he's acting like an asshole, as right. we all should.
Right, right, right.
And
definitely agree.
I don't believe this movement should have, you know, any real leaders. Like, of course, leaders in the sense of people to look up to and shit, but no one that's beyond, you know, being held accountable for being
right.
an asshole.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And it's yeah. funny how, you know, these radio shows that we're talking, you know, about what happened and stuff, they've been removed from the internet. And I find it funny how, you know, seems that things, when they're talking, you know, he wields quite a bit of power for somebody who, you know, says that
mm-hmm.
he's, you know, for freedom and or for untyrannical things. And but then it's, you know, people's radio shows are being removed and people are losing their radio shows and things like that. So, you know, I don't know, man, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I guess you can't please all the people all the time, and I just wanted people to look into it a little more, you know, and look at the, you know, at the information, you know. I know he was, you know, caught lying about Bill Cooper and putting him down, and, you know, there's a couple different things that he's, you know, lied about, and, you know, I don't know. I think his heart's definitely in the right place, but I think that he's a bit of a fearmonger, and he's, you know, scares people into, you know, thinking, you know, that things are really worse than they are. And if that's his approach on how to wake people up, well, you know, that's cool. But, you know, like I've said before, I think he's a good first base for people, but they need to, you know, look all other places. Like me personally, I like to listen to anybody, you know, or, you know, other, like David Icke, opposed to a good friend of mine, Cosmic Truth, does videos for the, Ken Anger is, Keith Truth, I think, it's Christian Apologetics, and they're so anti, you know, David Icke and New Age, but I've seen Cosmic Truth's films, and he's talking about the exact same thing that Icke is in his films, or that or Jordan Maxwell is in his stuff, and it's like, you guys are both supposed to be on the opposite end of things, but you're talking about the exact same things.
Exact same thing, wow.
You know, and it's like, you know, wow, like all the little politics involved, when really we all, I believe, really just want, you know, the same things. Just to be able to, you know, live our lives and put food on the table and, you know, just basically have the freedom of choice, you know, and do our thing that way, right?
Yep.
So.
Yeah, yeah. It's real.
But I think artists like you need to be commended, man, and artists do need to take a little bit of responsibility for their, you know, for their music. But like T.I. said in the one thing, if I gotta, you know, throw a couple bitches and hoes or AKs or 475s or whatever into my lyrics to get somebody to buy the album so that they may hear the other songs to talk about real shit, then I'll do that, right? And
nice.
You know,
yeah.
And you know, and that's cool, you know, and
right.
So I just hope that, you know, we get past these things, like in hip-hop and in life in general, past the black-white thing especially, man. Like, that's the thing that's bugging me the most because, you know, as you probably know even better than I do, because you probably know the industry a lot better than I do, you know, some of the white cats, man, there is racism in hip-hop, just like there's racism in real life, you know, but it seems to be different. Like, As a black guy, you probably know there's racism and people don't talk about it, but there's so much subtle things that go on every day, even me, like, I notice it with my tattoos, right? But it's the same in hip-hop, and, it, you know, people don't give other people a chance because of their skin color, things like that, and, you know, it's just, like, I hope that we can get to the point, you know, that we get past this culture, color, you know, all these little things, you know, we need to quit talking about what our differences are and start trying to think about what our, you know, commonalities are, what we have the same.
Nice. Yeah, man, that's the, hey, that's gonna be tough because it's so embedded within every single aspect of our society, but, you know, people realize the biological truth of the matter, that race itself is not a legitimate biological construct, it's a social construct. If we can understand that, then that, you know, racism technically doesn't exist. You know, race is something that we create and we embody and we carry out. Yeah. You know, there's the DNA doesn't point to anything called race. You know, all skin color is pigmentation. You know, where did your ancestors grow up in relation to the sun? Mm-hmm. If you're closer to the equator, you're going to be darker skinned. You know, further away, you're going to be lighter skinned. It's all, it's science, and it's real simple science that people just don't, you know, they don't, they really don't look at it, you know, because, I mean, but socially, race is definitely a reality. You know, just the demographics and the, you know, the differences in education. It's unfortunate that it's been embedded within our society so long, and we see the effects even today. But in reality, race doesn't exist, and race itself is a relatively modern construct. Believe it or not, there was a time not too long ago where race didn't even exist. You know, people would still discriminate on each other, but it would be on terms of you know, religion. What religion are you, or education? But race wasn't a factor. So.
Yeah,
that's the thing that's what needs to change until we stop calling people, you know, black and white and dividing them, you know, then people are these systems and the inequality is just going to persist. I think David Icke actually, you know, he said the divisions are there to divide us, and that's all it is.
Yep. And I got mad respect for him, man. You know, the guy like him, you know, people can down him all they want, but that guy's done more for the movement, you know, in his fucking 20 years than a lot of people would ever do in their whole life. Not only that, he risked his, you know, not only a cushy BBC sportscaster career that he could have lived out and worked till he was dead. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he risked his whole life because of a personal experience he had and something he believed in, and the more he researched it, you know, the deeper it took him. And if it led him to the fact that he believes that a reptilian race controls the world, well, hey man, I know he's done a hell of a lot more research than I have into it, so I'm not going to say that he's wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say that he's right either, because I don't know. But I'll tell you that I know that it could be. And I'll tell you that this guy's traveled the world and spent 20 years researching this shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't go out and tell people that the you know, the world's controlled by a reptilian race for no reason. You know, people are just going to think you're crazy, and they did. And even as back in 98, you know, you had the ADL and the Canadian Jewish Congress going after him, shutting down some of his radio shows here in Canada, you know, doing different things, film The Lizards and the Jews by John Ronson. They go on a witch hunt after this guy, because they're saying that he doesn't mean, you know, reptilians. He's using it as a metaphor for Jews. And it's like, whoa, I watched that and I'm thinking, okay, well, what do you guys at the ADL know that I don't? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that made me wonder, like, whoa, what's up here? Like, you know, who is at the top of the food chain? And it's not just one person. We had a big blow up that last night on my nighttime show. You know, someone saying it's the bankers. Don't talk. You know, it's not just the bankers, man. Like, I don't know if you didn't get that. We were talking about Knights of Malta and, you know, the obviously the CFR, but also the CPR, you know, and lots of other different organizations. And it, you know, it's an octopus. It's one you know, it's one thing. The Illuminati is one thing with many different arms, whether it be the ADL or AIPAC or, you know, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, you know, many, many different things. You know, and they've been, you know, keeping these knowledges away from us for thousands of years. You know, the internet was the biggest mistake they ever made, you know, and they realize that now, but they you know, they messed up. But it took people 20 years of their life or more to end up being in an organization. I'll use the Freemasons as an example, to find out that when they get to a certain degree, that it's something that maybe they didn't even agree with. And now they've spent 20 years of their life on something. So, you know, you know, and that's that in itself is crazy, you know. But now people can research these things, you know. And what's crazy, man, I found is, you know, I brought this up recently. I watched some films. One was about Waco, you know. One was about Ruby Ridge. One was about Timothy McVeigh, and it was like from 1990s, late 80s, early 90s. The only people talking about the New World Order were either religious fringe groups or like Aryan Brotherhood Nazis. You know what I'm saying? People that, like, even though some of them were talking a lot of real shit and a lot of truth, no one was going to listen to them because a lot of their other beliefs were so twisted up. You know what I'm saying? But now it's like people are all talking about the New World Order, know that it's, you know, true, know that what's going on is going on, but they just don't do nothing about it, you know. It's like my buddy was, oh, I want to organize and do this or start a revolution. It's like, yo, man, you know, people can't even organize enough to lower gas prices anymore, bro. That's, you know, that it is divide and conquer. They've gotten that way. People don't even know their neighbors anymore. You know, people don't even know their own kids. They sit and watch TV at dinner time and they don't talk or anything anymore. And, you know, they want that. That's what they're doing. You know, we're just going to let them win if we continue to, you know, detach ourselves from ourselves, you know?
It was a long process to get us to this point, man. You know, they put in a lot of effort and it seems like it's working, but it's a few of us, man, like you know like your show and like what I do, man. It just opened people's minds, and you know, and that's what it's about, man. The grassroots, you know, just branching out from there and mushrooming. And I think, you know, I mean, it's as we build and as we connect, and you and I, you know, we connect our people together, form teams and bigger teams. Hey, things can change, man.
It can. And the youth is very inspiring, man. I got a chick from the UK. She's an Irish girl who comes in to myslimswayze.com, and she's 15 years old, bro. And like, you know, I didn't know until like after 3 or 4 days of her hanging out, and I was like, what? You're 15? Yo, I thought you were fucking 30, like the shit that she's talking about, man. She knows what's up, you know, and it's good. Like, I was talking to Truth Now yesterday, and he's like, yo, man, you gotta remember this, that kids that are, like, 15 now know Immortal Technique like you and I would have known Public Enemy, you know? And that, yeah, it was like, yeah, right? Like, you know, that's good. You know, people like my man Frostbitten there, the guy's 19 years old. Like, you're 22 years old, bro. It just blows my mind. It's so inspiring to see, you know, people at 15, 19, you know, 22 years old that really know, are so much more intelligent than people like my parents' age. You know what I'm saying? So that's so inspiring. And I think that, you know, if artists like yourself, and I use artists like you to get my message out there, to spread your guys' music, so that, you know, it gives me a platform to get, you know, music out there to people that inspires, and then gives me a platform to talk about the issues that I want to talk about. And, you know, if I can wake up, you know, a couple people a week, you know, and if I, like, the last, you know, month or so I've had my website up, you know, if I've had 4,000 people there, well, if 10 of them woke up and did something, you know, positive, and if those 10 people got another 10 people, and on and on and on, you know, we might be able to turn this world around, man, You know, we can take the power back. We have the power. We all have the, the opportunities to be whatever we want, I believe. You know, I believe in humanity enough that I think that if we give people the right information, that they will make the right choices, you know. Maybe not everybody. There is narcissistic people out there, you know, but those are the people, you know, that a lot of them are in power and elite because that's, you know, and don't get me wrong, there's very narcissistic assholes who are poor as well. You know, there's evil in all things and there's good in all things, but, you know, that's all I'm going to keep doing. You know, I just got on this new network. It seems like a great spot, man. Everyone's been very welcoming and awesome. We got, you know, some great shows on here. Unraveling the Secrets, some older guys do in their, you know, in their later 50s, you know, or in the 50s. There's some good UFOlogy things on this network. You know, I'm not very educated on the UFO stuff. Yet, but I'm so excited because I'm going to learn more, you know. And now with my show, it's going to broaden the spectrum a little bit. I think I got some friends that are interested in coming over to this network as well. And, you know, I've been doing my own thing as a lone wolf, but it's so good to be part of a, you know, a fam, you know, that I know I can work hard with and that they got my back and I got theirs. And I think we can really make this network something, you know. And of course, you know, I still have my own thing too, which is, you know, cool to do. And everybody just doing everything that they can, you know. And, you know, I'm going to do my thing and connect with artists like you. I really want to get involved with your Make Smart Cool project. I actually wanted to find out when we get off, I'll find out from you where I can get T-shirt because I want to get a T-shirt as well. And I got your link up in my website now in Friends of Slim section, in the link section. I got three sections there, nonprofit and social change, advertisement ones or paid advertisement ones, which is like one in there. And then Friends of Slim, which I put your I Make Smart Cool pick JPEG I found in there and also linked it right to the site. So I'd like to help out with that too, man, and, you know, get people learning about it and getting people, you know, involved in it and shit like that. So also, when you get some time, look through my site in the link section. My friend Donna Van Meter's got a Freedom for Political Prisoners website. She just got up recently, and we're going to be doing letter writing programs for political prisoners. Okay. In the new year. Yeah, and so it'd be really cool to start, you know, getting people, like I said, if people even want to email me, you know, a letter to a political prisoner, you know, I'll print it out and I'll pay the postage and I'll mail it for them, you know. Because, you know, these people, all we need to do is, you know, send them some letters and let them know, hey, we haven't forgot about you and that we got you back, you know.
Word, it's real, man. That's what's up. That's positive, man. Yeah, anything, man, send me links, man. I can put them on the website or whatever, man. Let me know. I will, it's all about, you know, joining forces, man, and teaming up one cause, man. So, yeah, let me know.
Yeah, right on, man. Yeah, there's, you know, I'm just taking upon myself. I told myself last summer I'm going to try and do this and that, and I got the radio show going. I started flying every Friday. I've been doing it, like, the last couple weeks. It's so cold out. Probably won't do much more flying until the spring. It's kind of, you know, a waste. There's no, you know, no point, really, except for certain things, like shows or something. But, you know, and then in the new year here, real soon, I got a film screening project that I'm going to be getting going, you know, once a month at a little pub here in town. I'm going to start it off with my man Frank Lopez, NCIV film that's just been finished up. It'll be arriving sometime here in the new year based on Derek Jensen's books, Endgame Volume 1 and 2. And then I have so many films, you know, good documentary truth films, whether they're about genetically altered food or water or, you know, so many different issues. You know, there's so many good films out there by independent media. You know, Anytime I've been putting a lot of work into my website now. I do have an indie media section in there now. It's not done, but there's still some good links in there. And then the links section as well has got some good stuff in there. But we'll link mm-hmm. up and start trading information and links and shit like that. I've also got a really good connection for movies, and I'm building my own library. I got the new 1,000 gig about half full, and then I got a 750 gig packed right now with tons of PDF mm-hmm. files, tons of documentary film, music, audiobooks, just whatever, a huge library that I can't, it would take me 10 years just to get through the ebooks on there, it's not there just for me, it's there for all, it's all there for people to be able to, network and get the information, and who knows when the switch will get, switched off or something changes where it's so much harder to access this information. So I try to get it away and put it on disk and things of that nature. So I think what we'll do, man, is we'll take a quick break. We'll go into a quick music break. I got a couple audio ads that I got to play. Well, I don't have to, but I just do now that I'm on the new network. Play a couple ads for the other shows here, and I'll go ahead and play them, and then we'll go into a track. Is there anything right off the head that you want me to play off the Adolescence album?
Shit, man.
Maybe I'll ask the chat room. Is there anybody in the chat room that has a request from the Adolescence album? Maybe what I'll do too here, let me see if it's on my desktop. I had it here on the desktop. Damn, I must have put it over onto the other system already. I'm working on two different systems. What we'll do is, I'll just bring up these ads, and then I'll go ahead and, I was going to play The Brain, but I'll leave that for the end because it's, it's an 8-minute track. It's dope as hell. So yeah. I'll go ahead and I'll play these promos, and then I'll just play Manifest Destiny, and then we'll come back.
Okay.
All right, man. We'll be back in a minute. We got my man Prince E up on the Slim Swayze Take the Red Pill show. Learn the motherfucking truth on Soup Media Network, psn-radio.com and slimswayze.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, Jamie Havoc in here to tell you about Inception Radio. We have teamed up with the Soup Media Network, and we are one. Come check out InceptionRadio.com. We have many shows. My show, Inception Radio, is live Tuesdays and Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. But we have many other great shows like Jerry Pippin, Future Theater, UFO Traffic Report, Paranormal Guys Radio, Freethinker with Tom Donahue, and more to come after the first of the year. InceptionRadio.com. Come check it out. And remember to listen to Skywatchers Radio Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the Soup Media Network. For Inception Radio, this is Jamie Havigan. I'm out of here.
Here's a riddle for you. What do the California Gold Rush of the 1850s, secret societies, coded messages, mysterious 19th century flying machines, and an early 20th century outside artist named Charles A.A. Delshaw all have in common? The Secrets of Delshaw by Dennis Crenshaw and Pete Navarro. Go to www.secretsofdelshaw.com to learn more.
All systems are functional.
And you're going to pass the reins to Mr. Jackal, the new king of radio.
This is the Oz Man, one of the voices in the Jackal's head.
Are we alone in the universe?
Now, I'm a voice of the Jackal's head. Get it? Good job.
It's the
there life after death?
I'm Nick Pope, and now I'm a voice inside the jackal's head.
Is the government keeping secrets from us?
This is Stephen Bassett, and I am now a voice inside the jackal's head.
Will the Cubs ever win the World Series?
I am now a voice inside the jackal's head.
And that was Lloyd Pye.
Who the hell are these voices inside my head? Listen live on the jackal's head and find out.
Yo, 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 it's Prince E, man. I hope y'all enjoying the mixtape. I just had to stop right here. Like, I want to put something on the record. Like, niggas ask me, how come ain't nobody else on your mixtape? And every time I respond, cause them niggas garbage, man. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas suck more than the BET Awards. Like, y'all niggas destined to suck like Superhead Daughter. Like, I'm not being arrogant, but I'm feeling like y'all spit rhymes that I would've thrown out. Like, that verse wouldn't get past my drafting process, homie. What are you doing? And metaphor-wise, I mean, okay, you could say something like, all my life I've been immaculate clean, but now I only wear yellow and blue, cause I make green. Okay, you could come like that, you know, it's simple, it's second level thinking, but if you talented, you can hit somebody with a metaphor like, I don't know what kind of crap these cats are spitting, cause they rap is simpler than Tesseracts in fifth dimensions. Like, what the fuck is a Tesseract? You know what I'm saying? You gotta spit something when the listeners don't immediately know the metaphorical significance. And then they look it up, so it's a learning process involved. Okay, dude. But hey, that's just me, man. Y'all could keep making your songs about peanut butter and jelly. Well, I'm just trying to see some growth. Spit some lyrical shit that I could listen to. Anyway, enough of my rant. Let's get back into this, man. It's Prince E.
General, we got these niggas. Fucking cockroaches. You wanna go to war?
I got the cat and I do him in. Turn your music video to the Zapruder film. You wanna fight, I can box like I'm moving in. Two shots, you get popped, I abuse your chin. I never had a team with me, just myself, no help, they ain't believe in me. And so I keep the peace with me. Smack the bitch assness out of P. Diddy fuck. And the rest of these damn liars, I'm surprised I don't hear you rap by the campfire. Come on, Craig, you ain't gotta lie. I'm the fucking truth, you mother goose with your rockabies. Bottom line, I'm the type of guy to idolize Columbine, the trench coat life. I'm a sick lowlife with a chick that look like Kimbo Slice. When would this shit go right?
When would this shit go right, man? Damn. Fucked up, man, it ain't pretty. Whole fucking life, man, my pops kicking me out. Whole fucking chicks breaking up with me. I don't think you understand. Let me tell you, man.
Everything I tried, I failed at. Disappointment kept what? Heading on like a sales tax. It's fucked up when your family don't believe in you.
Whatever.
And you ain't got nobody to talk or even stay. On the outside, you keep your cool. But deep down, it really starts to eat at you. Shit is stifling.
Yeah.
Try to say fuck everybody else. You gon' make it in spite of them. You never had a girlfriend to hold you down with a pound when the world ends. So fuck that, you don't need a chick or any friends, cause it's only gonna be you and God in the end.
That's it,
you refusing to lose. Complacency is something that I choose to refuse, and I'ma prove it to you. What good is conquering Mount Everest when you were shooting for the moon, nigga?
What good is it? That's ambition for you niggas, man. Some of y'all got the game fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at you, man. Get yours. You know what I'm saying? I like money too.
They save money, make you look better. Like a barber too. If you lame, it'll change your game. Like an audible.
Yeah.
The fame make chicks go from who you talking to. Bragging, asking if they can walk with you. I even heard a bitch say Rick Ross was cute. All cause the cars and jewels. Goddamn, I'm trying to be flyer than a fucking airbase. In the house with the Victorian style staircase. With the Latin maid, the caretaker. Body type is pear-shaped, but I ain't stopping at that.
No.
I got bigger, better plans ahead of me. Change my fate, create, and manifest destiny.
Yeah, alright, we're back. What's up, my man Prince E, up in the spot, Slim Swayze, take the red pill show, learn the motherfucking truth. What's up, man?
Yo, what's good?
Not much, man, just chilling. So we got about 15 minutes left. You got some family stuff. It's Christmas Eve, you know. I appreciate you coming through, man, for me here on Christmas Eve. I really appreciate it, man. I actually appreciate you coming through again. The first one was bomb. It sucked that I didn't get it recorded, man. This one will be recorded, and I'll send you a copy, and then you can do whatever you want with it, cut it up or whatever. What I'll do quickly before you go, too, is I want to start getting all the interviews I do. I forgot to do it last night with Truth Now. Basically, just, you know, my man Jackal does it as well with his Jackal's Head show. Just basically, you know, yo, this is Prince E. You're listening to Slim Swayze, take the red pill show, learn the motherfucking truth.
Okay.
You know, slimswayze.com kind of thing or whatever, right? Ooh. So, But yeah, man, I was going to ask some, get some questions from the chat room, but I'm not sure what's up. The chat room's kind of slow right now, but basically I'll just give you some time to just talk to the people and tell them, you know, what's up, what you got maybe going on for the new year, or just whatever you want people to know, man. Send some shout outs to people, you know, get your links out there, all that shit.
Word. Man, new year, man. You know, like I said earlier, dropping a mixtape, man, with a whole bunch of, you know, basically tracks that people have heard, with a few new ones. I got a dope DJ mixing everything, so that'll hopefully drop by the end of the year or early next year. And then I'm dropping a big boy, the one that's really gonna, you know, that's really gonna be my baby, you know, the mixtape that's hopefully, you know, my masterpiece.
Yeah.
Dropping that hopefully around February. Other than that, man, be on the lookout for some videos. Definitely dropping a few videos, a couple cypher joints. Just keep in touch with the YouTube, makesmartcool.com. You can go to that website. It's not finished yet, but you can sign up, you can log on. We're gonna have some merchandise up there real soon. If you're feeling the Make Smart Cool movement, all of that, you know, definitely sign up to become a member, a partner with the whole organization, and you know, yeah, let's bring intelligence to not only the hip hop world, the hip hop arena, but to the entire, you know, the entire world, essentially the mainstream media. Let's bring intelligence to it, you know, because it's a shame that intelligence gets dismissed for, you know, the material world, or, you know, things of that nature. So definitely sign up at makesmartcool.com. You can get at me on Facebook, facebook.com/PrinceEA, or just Google Prince EA, PrinceEA at gmail.com, whatever, you know, just look me up and hit me up.
Yeah. Also, if anybody has a hard time or wants to get at him, man, you can, I'll link you up. You know, I got him on the list. It's not hard to find me, or, you know, I'm like that with any artist too. Any of the listeners who hear artists that they, you know, feel or, you know, want to get at their music or anything like that, just basically, you know, like, get at me and I'll do everything I can to, you know, connect you with the artists, or make sure that you can get the albums, or, you know, whatever. So, you know, that's what I'm here to do, is, you know, get people listening to the artists and get people the music and get people inspired and, you know, stuff like that. So you want to send some shout outs to some people, man, some people fam, you know, people you're working with, you know, any people that you want to, you know, plug as well?
Yeah, definitely, man. Shout out my boy HQ, the producer, man, cat from Indiana, dope beats. Red Skull, I got a cat from London making me beats, dope cat. Get at him on the Facebook. Basically, man, shout out to my publicists, everybody who's held me down, man, everybody supporting the movement, all the fans, man. You know, wouldn't be possible. I wouldn't even be doing it without y'all. So shout out to y'all, most importantly. And yeah, man, that's about it, man. I hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody has a nice, you know, holiday, and you know, keep it safe and keep it intelligent. And there you go.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Well, that's awesome, man. It's about 20 after. I guess we'll let you get back to your Christmas Eve, man. Have yourself a beautiful holiday, and have yourself a beautiful New Year, if I don't get talking to you between now and the New Year. But probably be in touch before then. I definitely have been so busy, but I want to get network with you. We'll do a private conference call sometime on Skype, and I'll get you some links, and we'll go from there. I got my man Frostbitten coming through tomorrow night on the Saturday show. I think I'm gonna do it about 10 o'clock, because you know, with Christmas, I'm not gonna do it at 5, so haven't had Frostbitten on for a while. So if anybody's interested in tuning in, it'll be on slimswayze.com. I'm not sure if it'll be, I don't think it'll be here. I do the Monday to Friday on Soup, but this is more of a, you know, my own show tomorrow night. Just a personal, he's a personal friend, phenomenal artist. Yeah. So we're just going to kind of do a nighttime show and have him on. So, and like I said, man, anytime you're around at 5 till 7 or 5 till 8 Eastern time, man, I'm always here now, psnradio.com. They'll have different artists. I got great artist Eloquence coming up this Wednesday. Trying to get at some other artists, some filmmakers, you know, different indie media people that I can get on and talk to, especially all indie, you know, success stories and up-and-comers and, you know, different. Now with being with Soup Media, I guess I got access to some good authors and different things as well, so that's very good. Be able to learn about some new people, you know, find out a good author to interview and go and find their books and read, and, you know, so I'm really excited about that, man. Good to be a part of this new network. I think I'm going to be able to learn a lot, and pretty excited about it, man. So I want to just say thank you again, bro, for coming through for me again on Christmas Eve, man. It's always such a blessing to have you, and such a blessing to to have you on the show, man. And it's just so good to have got networked with you, man. I think that things happen for reasons sometimes, and you know, I just believe I'm on the right path, and getting linked up with you is, you know, really a good thing. It seems to be happening quite a bit for me lately, and it lets me know that I'm on the right path, man. So I just wanted to send love out to you, man, and thank you so much for coming on, bro. I appreciate it.
Appreciate that, fam. Definitely thanks for having me, man. You know, you got my support and the whole Make Smart Cool support, man. So let me know what you need, and we'll get it done, man.
Right on, man. Well, first things first, for the new year, I want to get order me up a t-shirt, man, so I can start letting people know what's up, start sporting that t-shirt when I go out, when I'm out, you know, at the bars or doing my thing, promoting and shit like that. So definitely be something I want to get up on my back so I can start promoting it, maybe get some flyers that I can start printing out and putting up when I start doing my flyering again and shit like that. So definitely want to help out with that movement, man. I really believe in it, and I think it's great.
Bet. We can make it happen.
Sounds good, man. Well, all the love to you, bro. Thanks for coming through, man, and I'll have you on again here real soon in the new year, man. Keep doing your thing. Yes. You do it well.
Appreciate that, fam. All right, my dude. Happy holidays to you, man.
All right, man. You too. Peace out, bro. All
right, peace.
So, yeah, that was my man Prince E. coming through slimswayze.com, soupmedianetwork.com, psn-radio.com, same thing, you know, where I'm now officially part of Soup Media Network. Got it streaming over on slimswayze.com right now for any of the people that aren't sure yet what to do or how to get there, but pretty much everyone knows right now. I'm just going over and looking in my chat room now, and there's only two people in there other than me, and one of them isn't home, because I know that, because he dropped me off, and one of them is in this chat room too. So that's good. I think it's gotten where most of the people know. Some of the people I haven't seen in a little while, you know, some people are everyday listeners, or mostly, and some people aren't. So just want to take another quick minute here. I want to go ahead and play a couple of these ads again. I got a couple ads here that I want to play for my man Jackal's show and Inception Radio, and another one here that I have. I only got the three right now, but it's enough. And then we'll get into this track called The Brain by my man Prince E, And then we'll get into some more music by Prince E to get us through until the 8 o'clock hour. So I believe we have the Ken Hundle show coming up next after me. I'm not sure if it's today, so I will find out for you guys. And here we go.
Is there life after death?
I'm Nick Pope, and now I'm a voice inside the Jackal's head.
Is the government keeping secrets from us?
This is Stephen Bassett, and I am now a voice inside the Jackal's head.
Will the Cubs ever win the World Series?
I am now a voice inside the Jackal's head. And that was Boy Pie.
Who the hell are these voices inside my head? Listen live on the Jackal's head. Let me find out.
Here's a riddle for you. What do the California Gold Rush of the 1850s, secret societies, coded messages, mysterious 19th century flying machines, and an early 20th century outside artist named Charles A.A. Delshaw all have in common? The Secrets of Delshaw by Dennis Crenshaw and Pete Navarro. Go to www.secretsofdelshaw.com to learn more.
Hey guys, Jamie Havoc in here to tell you about Inception Radio. We have teamed up with the Soup Media Network, and we are one. Come check out InceptionRadio.com. We have many shows. My show, Inception Radio, is live Tuesdays and Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. But we have many other great shows like Jerry Pippin, Future Theater, UFO Traffic Report, Paranormal Guys Radio, Freethinker with Tom Donahue, and more to come after the first of the year. InceptionRadio.com. Come check it out. And remember to listen to Skywatchers Radio Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the Soup Media Network. For Inception Radio, this is Jamie Havigan. I'm out of here.
Quiet down, class. Quiet down, Mr. Preston. Take your seat, please. Miss Davenport. Cell phones turned off and put away. Honestly, people, my heavens. Thank you. Now, today's session will feature a very special guest. He comes to us all the way from St. Louis, Missouri. His name is Prince E. Some of you young people might already be familiar with him. Mr. E will be attempting a feat that has never yet been accomplished in the history of hip-hop. A lyrical look into the three-pound organ between the ears and behind the eyes. The human brain. Now, without further ado, it is truly an honor to have him with us today. Please, give Mr. E a warm welcome.
It's a puzzle so subtle, I'ma take it apart. Hemispherically divested of its extraneous parts. See, encompassed inside of that cranial vault is the brain, the mainframe. And its expansion was due to the advancement of language and art. But before that, it was used to outsmart predators. Physically weak, yo, we had to be exceptional. We had to adapt, we had to make developments. Living on Mother Nature's doorstep in Africa, them savannas was absolutely enormous. The carnivore threat had a stress to them neurons, started to fire like a Corvette. And nature selected, and we evolved a more sophisticated cerebral cortex. It's just the part for deep thought and consciousness. Them tiny little hominids finally got cognitive. We started living in groups, developing tools, cooperating and distributing food. It may not seem like much, but for our species, the way of life changed and our image improved. The occipital screw, the parietals and the temporal too. The frontal lobe damn near went through the roof. If you don't know what these are, let me explain them to you. Let me explain. This is the brain.
Wow, that was amazing. I told you guys it was good. Astounding. Oh, there's more. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yo. See, the parietal lobe is the spatial awareness center. It prevents you from bumping into things, maintaining the body's position.
attention, assessing the distance from objects, along with keeping a composite of your self-image. Now the occipital region is limited to vision, perception like a projector for a motion picture. It's simple, after you see an image, its characteristics are transmitted to this area for recognition. Now the temporal is something different, complex and extensive on both sides like peripherals, derived from its Latin name, lobus tempus, or lobus temporalis, meaning pod in the temple of the head, which makes perfect sense, cause this is the area you access when you're remembering a prayer. Yeah, your memory and the auditory senses, language comprehension's also found in this dimension. Now the frontal lobe runs the show, comparatively the largest the frame, and no other part of the brain is coming close. The most evolved of all the faculties, its main objective is to act as chief executive of the factory, responsible for creative thinking, strategy, decision making, motor functions and personality. The Da Vinci in the cranial cavity, but it's the connections of the lobes as a whole that truly make the masterpiece. With this device, there's nothing too challenging, cause if it can be conceived, then it can be done. Look at our keystones, we went from primitive acting all the way to splitting the atom, the sequence in the genome, from harnessing fire by Homo erectus to the limitless energy systems of Nikola Tesla, to the Sumerians creating a wheel, the German inventor Carl Benz making the first true automobile. All that we need is the chance and the tools, and we can do anything that we set our minds to. It was flight, the one thing they said man couldn't do, till the Wright brothers came with the plans they drew. Of course, leave it up to man to go further and greater. Only 30 years later, we had a man on the moon. Examine the examples of proof of man's intelligence. The advancements made in medicine have been exceptional. We saved and extended many lives, cause human beings were only supposed to live to age 55, naturally. But now we go past that. See, limitations have always been something that we laughed at. But don't brag, cause there's trouble next door, and our species has always held that double-edged sword. The more time that passed, we struggle to find our path, and every good accomplishment has a counterpart twice as bad. We lose touch living life so fast, and exhibit behavior that can be defined as a psychopath. As we advance, we lose the basics. We still divide people into races, and don't realize superiority by pigmentation is nothing more than a figment of all our imaginations. Look at the science of eugenics, one of the worst crimes to be committed. Systematically sterilizing people for half a century, throwing them in the ghettos and calling that survival of the fittest. How smart is the man that's blinded by conviction? We don't understand certain laws are intrinsic. Rationalize genocide away and defend it, and naturalize the objectification of women and their subservient position. See, the brain is a prison, home to many maldispositions, from imperialism, colonialism, exploitation, McDonaldization, and hedonism. Pedophilia, greed, the need to pillage and coerce by religion to keep people submissive. The way we live is parasitic and intrusive, environmentally abusive, to the point that the only thing we really produce is pollution. It's been happening for so long, we don't see a solution. But there is one. If we act quickly, we don't have to be trapped by our past history. We can change it, rearrange it, cause the brain is endowed with a funny thing called plasticity, which means the brain is plastic, and we can mold it and shape it in whichever way that we imagine. We could build a utopian palace, or it could be the reason our entire species collapses. Look, it's up to us what our future holds. We gotta stop abusing our homes. Let's stop overruling that golden rule for the rule of gold. Let's take our minds out of cruise control, man. Let's stop snoozing. Let's stop feuding. See that we are brothers, and let's make truces. See, it was written in our blueprint. You can't spell evolve without love, so stop being foolish. Let's take a lesson from our children and see the beauty that every human being is imbued with. And maybe one day in our future, we can replace the violence with violins and music. It's not too late, let's do this. Let's develop our minds. Let's not lose them, the brain.
Wow! What?
That was... I'm speechless. You're a rapper. That was amazing. Guys, wow. Give it up, guys, for Mr. E. Huzzah! Huzzah for him. Thank you for coming in today. That was... What a...
You have the emergence in human society of this thing that's called the state. What is the state? The state is this organized bureaucracy. It is the police department. It is the army, the navy. It is the prison system, the courts, and what have you. This is the state. It is a repressive organization. But the state, and you know, you've got to have the police, because if there were no police, look at what you'd be doing to yourself.
You know how we think. Organize the hood under I Ching banners. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas. FBI spying on us through the radio antennas. And them hitting cameras in the street like watching society. With no respect for the people's right to privacy. I take a slug for the cause like Huey P. While all you fake niggas try to copy Master P. I wanna be free to live, able to have what I need to live. Bring the power back to the street where the people live. We sick of working for crumbs and filling up the prisons. Dying over money and relying on religion for help. We do for self like ants in a colony. Organize the wealth into a socialist economy. A way of life based off the common needs. And all my comrades is ready, we just spreading the seed.
Live a third of his life in a jail cell, cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice, and the women don't never get respected, and the problems don't never get solved, and the jobs don't never pay enough, so the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a
no more bondage, no more political monsters. No more secret space launches. Government department started it in the projects. Material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back. Pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in they back than fire back. We tired of that. Corporations hiring blacks. Denying the facts, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my raps. It's documented, I meant it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it. It's more than just fucking believe in it. I'm holding in ones, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's C-Lo for push-ups now. Many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
The average black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate? Living in a police state.
Alright, we're back. Slim Swayze, Take the Red Pill Show. Learn the truth, man. SoupMediaNetwork.com, PSN-radio.com. So, sorry I haven't been in the chat room. Oh, nothing really going on anyway. It's pretty dead. Merry, Merry Christmas to everyone. People are probably, you know, doing their thing with their families and dinners and all those different kinds of things. Yeah, want to send everybody love on this Christmas Eve, and you know, send shout outs to all my supporters, all my listeners, all my friends, all my family, everybody. I want to send love out to the new network I'm with, Soup Media Network. I want to send love out to all them, man. You know, just want to send love out to everybody that's been supporting me since day one, listening to my shows. It's only been since October, and things are coming together pretty well. So I want to thank everybody for that. I really appreciate it so much, and you know, words can't even describe how blessed I feel to be able to, you know, be on the radio, inspiring people, talking about the things that I care about, and things of that nature. So we got my man Frostbitten coming up tomorrow, 10 p.m. on SlimSwayze.com nighttime show. I'm not exactly sure what's going on tomorrow night. Is usually there should be something going on here. I imagine Jackal's show is on Saturday night at 10 and Sunday, and Unraveling the Secrets, I believe, is on at midnight. So I'm not totally familiar with the whole schedule yet, so I just need a little bit of time, and I will get the whole schedule down in my brain, and then I'll be able to let all the listeners know all the different shows that are coming on and when and things of that nature. So, but like I said, Frostbitten I'm doing tomorrow on my own station or site or whatever you want to call it. This track is by Frostbitten. He's a personal friend of mine, and he's an solo. He's a hip hop artist. This is his first solo, but he's also part of a group called the Army of the Armored Artists. So check this out.
This is my reality. Yo,
Origins of Insanity, Volume 1, August 2010.
Modern day Picasso, but not so known. Outsiders represent the lost souls, and the purpose isn't hard to see. Proprietor of prophecy, but heard hardly. Discarded as a paranoid third party since they first saw me. Signs of the future that my premonitions first showed me. And they all involve these chauvinists who fabled favoriting faggots that don't know the difference between real or fake. Why? Too much politics among musicians, too much stupidity by people that run the system. And the concurrent validity of evil is easy to see. Though it's all about how you perceive identity, cause journalists have been civil enemies for centuries. From lies and his speeches like blindfolds applied to the people, but we're trying to rise wise and unequal. Yo, we're trying to rise wise and unequal. Our custom image to live in reality's retrofitted to your everyday mentality. Brainwashed to live happily with boundaries. Mankind's downfall without a plan. Our custom image to live in reality's retrofitted to your everyday. Interpret this anger, feel the anguish of an exile. Translated through elaborate hymns and mantras to levitate the masses like pyramid blocks. As your bloodshot third eyes all watch, put a hold on all thoughts. No perception's perfect, and half these lessons are letdowns. So I keep my thoughts broken down to code and woven in Egyptian text piles.
Yeah, Slim Swayze, Take the Red Pill show. We got my man Frostbitten on the slot right now. We got the Cypher Mixdown coming up next. Prince E, track he just sent me when we were doing our interview. Never heard it before, so we're going to listen to it for the first time together. Keep it locked here. SoupMediaNetwork.com.
All matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration. We are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There is no such thing as death. Life is only a dream, and we're the imagination.
Yeah, yeah. Alright, that was, like I said, my man Frostbitten. I'm going to go with the Cypher Mixdown right now, my man Prince E. Then we'll do the audio ads one last time. And then should be just about done. So I know we had the Ken Hundle show up next at 8 o'clock yesterday. As far as I know, that's what's coming up next here. If I'm wrong, please don't hold it against me. Like I said, I don't know the whole schedule yet. I will learn it here real soon. It won't take me long. So the Cypher Mixdown right now, Prince E. First time I've ever heard it. Like I said, we'll listen to it for the first time together. Here we go.
From the day you're born until the day you die,
If you're one of the poor ones, you just gotta work hard.
Sometimes I just wanna lay my vocals on a beat, mix it and let it go hard like concrete. Drill it until I hit liquid, let it leak just to see it multiply over delta times T. Sometimes radio put me on the spot, tell me to wait until the beat drop, and then I spit as soon as the beat knock, just to have my verses beat out like a heartbeat stopped. Cypher, I gotta go raw, even if the FCC got me censored by law, even if they got me chopped up like Saw. Real hip-hop, ain't this what you been asking me for? So I say that, then I lay back, tell my engineer to put my shit on playback, let my niggas hear, they like, nigga, you made that. Yeah, I made that.
Shoes, they claim it's too tight, so I dim the lights low. They claim it's too bright, it's the pass off cipher. They claim it I'm too nice, negative two on the flow. They claim it's too ice, so I sit back and watch the audience conversate. Had to get Prince the Wrecker to collaborate. A baby bottom beat, I try to tell him that it's smooth. It's 100 degrees with no AC in the booth. The fans blow me, people that don't know me. I tell them that I think very fast but move slowly. Never slowly when MCs approach me, I crush it like the Soulja Boy and Fab Bo Beef. Going in till I get to the end, and I talk to my fans, then I get with they friends. They hear me spit facts, they seek what I find. You plastic rappers officially decline. Stop.
Yeah, it's Prince E, man. St. Louis, what up?
What up?
Let me take the glasses and the backpack off for this one. Yo, is this what success is all about? A bunch of niggas acting like they bitches with big mouths. See, I came with this gift, y'all remake it. I know the game like a pimp with some green gators. And I can tell from your behavior, you don't want beef cause you keep shouting out Team Jacob. Weak hater, claiming that you militant. You like my girl, you slam doors for more emphasis. You see the jam sport with the Timberlands. What I stand for, got these damn whores so interested. But I don't know if it's the brain or my name, but I'm feeling like sugar. Money ain't a thing, it's insane how this nerd came up from a little man on the swings with that pin up in his little hand. The bell rang, he in class like he in a trance, writing lyrics for Mrs. Jones was like Richard Dance. Come up to the front and share that with us. And when I was done spitting, she was one of my biggest fans. Damn, give this kid a chance, cause even with a speech impediment, I'm still gonna kill it, man.
Kill it, man. Kill it, man.
Damn. It's Prince E. Yeah.
All right, we're back. Slim Swayze. Take the Red Pill Show. Learn the motherfucking truth, man. SlimSwayze.com. SoupMediaNetwork.com. Also, InceptionRadio.com. My man Jamie over there. They're one. We're one. We're all one, pretty much now. SlimSwayze.com. InceptionRadio.com. SoupMediaNetwork.com. We're all networking, doing our things. So, I'm going to go ahead and play some of these ads again right now. It's 7:52, and then I'll play another track, and then we'll be just about done. I'm going to go ahead and play some more Frostbitten. So, here we go.
Here's a riddle for you. What did the California Gold Rush of the 1850s, secret societies, coded messages, mysterious 19th century flying machines, and an early 20th century outside artist named Charles A.A. Delshaw all have in common? The Secrets of Delshaw by Dennis Crenshaw and Pete Navarro. Go to www.secretsofdelshaw.com to learn more.
Hey guys, Jamie Havokin here to tell you about Inception Radio. We have teamed up with the Soup Media Network, and we are one. Come check out InceptionRadio.com. We have many shows. My show, Inception Radio, is live Tuesdays and Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. But we have many other great shows like Jerry Pippin, Future Theater, UFO Traffic Report, Paranormal Guys Radio, Freethinker with Tom Donahue, and more to come after the first of the year. InceptionRadio.com. Come check it out. And remember to listen to Skywatchers Radio Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the Soup Media Network. For Inception Radio, this is Jamie Havokin. I'm out of here.
All systems are functional.
And I'm going to pass the reins to Mr. Jackal, the new king of radio.
This is the Oz Man, one of the voices in the Jackal's head.
Are we alone in the universe?
Now,
voice from the Jackal's head. Get it, creature.
Is there life after death?
I'm Nick Pope, and now I'm a voice inside the Jackal's head.
Is the government keeping secrets from us?
This is Stephen Bassett, and I am now a voice inside the Jackal's head.
Will the Cubs ever win the World Series?
I am now a voice inside the Jackal's head. And that was Lloyd Pye.
Who the hell are these voices inside my head? Listen live on the Jackal's head and find out.
It's the Legacy Digitech. Yeah, frostbitten. Yeah. Jay the Mentalist. Real shit. Army of the Armored Artist. You know what it is.
We ain't ever gonna change our ways. Underground artists, we embrace our graves.
Simply no chance for serendipity. The industry, this isn't it for me. We're on the road to infamy.
We ain't ever gonna change our ways. Underground artists, we embrace our graves.
Simply no chance for serendipity. The industry, this isn't it for me. We're on the road to infamy.
So?
Rappers should be writing, they will. Cause I write what I feel. And on the mic, I'm licensed to kill. I rock in the sleep, counting oxygen sheep. Cops in the creek like slave masters cropping cotton for cheap. Kidnapping these rappers, got them locked in the sea. Fly them over the Atlantic Ocean and drop them in deep. Crab niggas is fish food for the lobster to eat. Wipe out your whole crew like teardrops from your cheek. I went digital so listeners can hear me cleaner. Went to nuclear power like the bomb on Hiroshima. Mushroom cloud covered Japan. Creeping like Taliban's in Afghanistan covered in sand. I turned everything to gold that touches my hand. Get it popping like hot grease when it touches the pan. I drive slow when I tie you to the end of a car. Till you gas like Big Pun when he's ending the ball. We ain't ever gonna change our ways. Underground artists, we embrace our graves.
Simply no chance for serendipity. The industry, this isn't it for me. We're on the road to infamy.
We ain't ever gonna change our ways. Underground artists, we embrace our graves.
Simply no chance for serendipity. The industry, this isn't it for me. We're on the road to infamy.
Dissident artists, outsiders on the warpath, provoking the fight. Ghost dancing like Wovoka in the cold of the night. I spit extraordinary sentences, morbid more than ordinary. Orbs orbit my mic. I've been quarantined for coordinating bars like I'm dead to feeling. But I'm crawling from the battlefield coated with ice. Decoding what I write can make your soul corrode. Pinnacle of gold, so take hold of my advice. But you don't have to if it proves to be a hassle. Just remember that I make it move like the limestone in Coral Castle. And just do what I say like the oracle asked you. Historic like the stories of Matthew, but I'm bored with those. More morbid than the story that the chorus told. So when I flow, people board windows. But we just dominate the torment foes. And you're just dominated dormant drones. Change our ways. Underground artists, we embrace our graves.
Simply no chance for serendipity. The industry, this isn't it for me. We're on the road to infamy.
We ain't ever gonna change our ways. Underground artists, we embrace our graves.
Simply no chance for serendipity. The industry, this isn't it for me. We're on the road to infamy.
Yo, we fucked up cause I'm blind to lead and trying to find a reason why I'm still breathing. Feel the demon trying to sink his teeth and fighting for this freedom. Soul is depleting as I attempt to defeat the beast that I'm constantly feeding. A constant meeting, haunted while sleeping. We going down with the ship. It's a sinking feeling. Of that I know the meaning. Never learn to capture the beauty without destroying the essence. How many lives I gotta burn until I learn these fucking lessons? Sleeping in the lion's pit, product of environment. Y'all about to watch a giant fall like Goliath did. Finally defended, fixing the finish. Sick of living minute to minute. Swinging a fist until I'm diminished. Spit licks to be dropping cynics. Exile by choice, yeah. I got enough love. Fucking with my family amply get you roughed up. You turning this into a situation that I cannot bear. Caught in a corner, dropping bombs to rock the board. Just blow them out for such words.
All right, we're back. Slim Swayze, Take the Red Pill Show. Learn the truth. Sorry, I got a little something going on here in the background. So maybe if that was coming through on the air, sorry about that, guys. I just had to close down the chat room. So it's about 2 minutes to 8 o'clock. We got the Ken Hundel Show coming up next. So make sure to keep it locked right here for that right now. coming up. And I'm going to just play a little something here for the next minute, and then we're done. So enjoy your Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. I will see you guys here on the Soup Media Network on Monday at 5 o'clock. And I'll be around. I'll see you before that. I'll be coming around listening to some of the shows. I'll also be streaming some of these shows over on SlimSwayze.com this weekend, like Jackal's show and Unraveling the Secrets. And have a good Christmas, everybody. And I'll be cutting off the stream here in 15 seconds. So thank you for tuning in.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
The lyrical grass man.
Yo,
how you better than me and you can barely set up a line? I write rhymes from 7 to 9 inside my impeccable mind. It'll take more than a second to find you. You think a light year is a measure of time? You better rewind. Oh, you ain't done yet. It's like you a blind man and I'm trying to define a sunset. You dumb vex, never get a chance to see it. Even if you could, you wouldn't understand the meaning. When the man is speaking, boy, it's unique. Like the newly discovered DNA strands of Jesus. Like the hidden temples underneath the sands of Giza. I'ma take you on a trip to the land of Eve. Maybe after that, we can see Atlantis. Talk semantics in the underwater mansions. I apologize if I'm too pedantic. My damn standards force me to write rhymes in Sanskrit. For your grandkids, cause I'ma be dead and gone before you people even get to understand this. I expanded from an atom to a solar system with rhymes stronger than Lindsay Lohan's coke addiction. Einstein was my old apprentice. The fabric of time and space gets erased when I fold dimensions. You know I'm hot, you get popped if you don't admit it. Niggas at the top get shot, dropped, and overwritten. Oh, don't you get it, you asshole? You gotta play my records backwards if you wanna decode my lyrics. I spit sicker than cobra venom. Flow like the old boats in Venice. The world is a motion picture, and everybody's on the road to riches. I'm living with the crows and pigeons, not to mention my clothes are ripping. But money means nothing after you die. Holy knowledge, wisdom, your soul and spirit are transcended. Reach now, take a minute to breathe. Niggas wanna be led, hell, give them the leash. I change what you believe like the Nicene Creed. I come from a long list of Merovingian kings. I'd rather die on my feet than ever live on my knees. I've been rhyming over requiems and symphony beats and realize life is an extension of dreams. Electrical signals from a video stream go into your brain from a transdimensional feed. Now wait, does that make sense?
Huh?
You could literally be a brain encased in a jar, wired up to a computer, laying on a table in somebody's basement.
What?
Crazy, ain't it? That's the tip of the iceberg. Wait till I discuss quantum mechanical time curves. Cosmological perturbation theory will make your professor start guessing, unable to think clearly. You better hear me, it's your last chance. You dumb fucks are just stuck in two-dimensional flatland. I'm in the jungle, just past the grasslands. Shake hands with the lyrical grass man.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason, and who can have to differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy. The enemy.
The enemy.